Chi High Football is on the air.
WOGO, your sports station.
WOGO's coverage of the Cardinals is brought to you by Northwestern Bank, White City Glass, Johnson Roll-Off Service, TTM Technologies, Toyson Ford of Chippewa Falls, by Quality Propane and Fuels, Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, also by Royal Credit Union, the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, Holly Bovey of Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors, the Check Law Office, Dave Check Attorney, Nicolay Bank, by Post Glass and Mirror of Chippewa Falls, Kurth Heating and Cooling, Wynn Family Dentistry, Chippewa Auto Body and Service, Chippewa Valley Technical College, Ashley Construction, Peterson Volker Funeral Chapel and Cremation Service, Where's Gala Plumbing and Heating, Culver's of Lake Alley and Chippewa Falls, by Heath Loken and Associates LLC, Professional Land Surveying, Chippewa Valley Financial Services, Rust Proofers, and by Stelter Incorporated. Now with the Culver's kickoff show, here's WOGO sports team, Caleb Swenson, Dave Check, and Alan Dunham.
WOGO, your sports station.
Well, good evening and welcome to Middleton, Wisconsin, home of the Cardinals, in sight of this WIA Division I Level 1 playoff game between our Chippewa Falls Cardinals and the Middleton Cardinals. This is the Culver's Kickoff Show, presented by Culver's of Lake Alley. Caleb Swenson, Dave Check with you on WOGO Sports 103.1 FM, AM 680, and WOGO.com. Athletic Director for Chippewa Falls Senior High School, Mike Thompson, down on the field. And Dave, 2 6-3 teams, a 4-5 matchup. These ones are always special.
Yeah, it should be a pretty fun one tonight. I think Chi High has a chance if they come out here the way they did last game against Menominee. But that's exactly what they're going to have to do. This is a tough team. You know, you look at a lot of the all-stars on this team that are getting recognition statewide. The one that sticks out the most is the defensive lineman, Torin Pettaway. Badger commit. Just before the game, I kind of watched him walk up and didn't know who he was at the time and just saw him, and you knew on the field that he was going to be something. And sure enough, you look him up, there he is, 6'5", 265, man among boys out there. Also got number 99 there. You can see from way up here in the booth, he's about 365 pounds at 6 feet tall. So defensive lineman is one thing they are definitely stacked at.
We're looking forward to this matchup. We'll continue to count it down. Cardinal Countdown on the Culver's Kickoff Show, presented by your all-new Culver's of Chippewa Falls. Now hiring for all positions and all shifts, including management. Apply now at culvers.com/careers. We'll be back with head coach Chuck Rakovich in 3 minutes here on WOGO Sports. This is Playoff Football on WOGO.
Hi, I'm Holly Bovey from Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors. My husband and I are lifelong residents of Chippewa Falls, and as Chi High alumni, we are proud to support all Chippewa Falls athletics and activities. Chippewa Falls really is a great place to live, work, and raise a family. I've been helping people buy and sell houses in Chippewa Falls for over 20 years. If you are ready to make a move, call or text me at 715-577-HOME. You can also find me on Facebook or at hollybovey.com.
Pillar Bank brings 140 years of banking experience to you, conveniently located with Caribou Coffee on County Road I, Chippewa Falls.
At Pillar Bank, you will see and talk to people you know. We're not an impersonal corporate bank with lots of red tape. We are a straightforward local bank who knows our customers and does what is right. Hi, I'm Neil Mathwig, and I invite you to visit us, meet our staff, open an account, or talk with us about our personal, business, or agricultural needs. We're local banking done right.
Visit pillar.bank today.
Sometimes it's good to wait, like waiting for your pizza to cool before taking that first bite.
Yeah!
Or waiting to make sure you really want that tattoo.
No regrets.
But you shouldn't wait when calling Where's Gala Plumbing and Heating for a check and clean of your home's furnace. Many homeowners don't even think about their home's heat until they need it, and by then,
oh, so cold.
It's a little too late. So get your furnace check and clean from the pros at Where's Gala, 839-0707 or wheresgala.com.
Your brand new Culver's of Chippewa Falls, located at Chippewa Crossing Boulevard next to Festival Foods, is now open. Locally owned and operated with the hometown hospitality you know and love. Cook-to-order butter burgers, real Wisconsin cheese curds, and of course, that fresh frozen custard. Culver's of Chippewa Falls is also hiring for all positions and all shifts, including management. Crew members enjoy great benefits, meal discounts, and wages up to $18 an hour. Apply today at culvers.com/careers. Your brand new Culver's of Chippewa Falls is now open. See you soon.
Chippewa Auto Body and Service in Chippewa Falls wants to kick off your fall by getting your car ready for optimal performance on Wisconsin roads. With over 60 years of experience, their technicians are ready for the game with alignment services, tire touchdowns, brakes, diagnostic checks, and free car washes with every oil change. Your satisfaction, our priority. Chippewa Auto Body and Service wants to make your experience as stress-free as possible with early hours, nightly key drop, and why not go for the end zone with a beautifully detailed car? Chippewa-Auto.com.
Great players may get headlines, but it takes teamwork to win championships. And when it comes to your family's dental health, Dr. Daniel Nguyen and Dr. Annie McLaughlin have created a championship team at Nguyen Family Dentistry.
Nguyen Family Dentistry is proud to be a part of our Chippewa Falls community and wishes all our Chi High and McDonald student athletes a safe and successful season.
Go Cards and go Max from Dr. Daniel Nguyen and Dr. Annie McLaughlin at Nguyen Family Dentistry in Chippewa Falls.
Welcome back to the Culver's Kickoff Show, presented by your all-new Culver's of Chippewa Falls. Level 1 Division 1 WIA Tournament playoff action here tonight on WOGO Sports and Cardinal TV. Number 5 seed, your Chippewa Falls Cardinals against the Cardinals of Middleton, the number 4 seed. We're here at Brighton Box Stadium with head coach Chuck Rakovich of the Cards. And Coach, initially, when you look at this matchup and watch a little tape, things like that, it seems like it could be a contrast of styles. Often you guys are most comfortable double wing. You can spread it out. Middleton seems to like to empty it out and go 4-5 wide a lot of the time.
Oh, they're definitely a passing team. I think they've only rushed for maybe a little over 400 yards this year in all their games. So, you know, we fully understand what they want to do, and I'm pretty sure they know what we want to do.
Well, Coach, you guys ran for over 400 yards against Menominee again. Looking back at that game, perhaps your most complete game of the season as a team. It really seemed like you talked about the seniors, about the entire team, their level of focus in practice before that game. What did you see this week?
I saw a continuation of what we've seen for the past couple of weeks, and I think a lot of it is we're getting healthy. You know, you probably don't understand how devastating it is to a team concept to have even a couple of your key players not 100%. That affects a lot of different things, and we're finally getting healthy again, and I think that adds a spark in practice for all of us.
And finally, Coach, when you look at this again, now it truly is win or go home. The season ends tonight if you don't get a victory here on the road. Do you need to say anything to these seniors at this point? They know the stakes.
No, they know. They know that tonight's the last night for somebody. I told them this week that come Friday night, there's going to be half the teams that are in the playoffs are going to be putting their equipment away on Monday. They're well aware of that. We're aware of that. I will also tell you that it really didn't feel like a last practice last night. I felt pretty good about practice.
Coach, we are looking forward to seeing it out on the field. Thanks so much for your time, and Michael, talk to you after the game.
All right, good enough. Good luck to you guys up above.
That's head coach Chuck Rakovich here on the Culver's Kickoff Show, presented by your all-new Culver's of Chippewa Falls, now hiring for all positions and all shifts. Apply at culvers.com/careers. We continue with the Culver's Kickoff Show next on WOGO Sports Cardinal Playoff Football.
Your home team works hard to win on game day. Nicolet Bank works hard to manage your money every day. Score big and get paid with better checking. Earn up to 3.00% annual percentage yield with Real Rewards Checking. If you don't earn money with your current checking account, it's time to switch. See terms and apply at NicoletBank.com or talk to your neighborhood team today. Nicolet Bank. Real people, real conversations. Member FDIC.
Legacies aren't built in a day, and when it comes to concrete, Stelter Incorporated has been building their legacy for 3 generations. At Stelter, their commitment to the highest quality concrete means they mine and process the aggregates themselves and test it every day. And when you need materials delivered or hauled away, Stelter has a fleet of dump trucks and drivers at your service, turning your dreams into reality. Stelter Inc. Online at StelterIncorporated.com.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toyce & Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toyce & Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toyce & Ford.
Remember when you were a kid and broke that window? Remember how bad you felt when Mom and Dad found out? Mom made everything okay with hot cookies. Dad called White City Glass to fix it. That was years ago. When someone little you know breaks one of your windows, bake the cookies and call White City Glass. They're in the business of fixing broken glass of any kind. White City Glass, helping people of all ages since 1967.
Hi, I'm Dr. Steve Christo of Christo Orthodontics. Every child is unique, and so is the growth and development of their teeth and jaw. So there's no set time frame for kids to start orthodontic care. That's why annual orthodontic visits with an orthodontist are so important for children ages 7 to 11. Schedule your child's free annual orthodontic exam at Christo Orthodontics for an honest, expert evaluation of your child's orthodontic needs. No dental referral is needed, so call or visit ChristoOrthodontics.com today to get started.
Get $250 when you switch to a Royal Credit Union checking account. Switch to Royal's smart checking account and enjoy no monthly fees or minimum balance, free mobile check deposits, and surcharge-free access to over 40,000 ATMs nationwide. Getting your $250 is easy. Open your Royal checking account, receive two payroll direct deposits, and you'll receive $250. See details and open your account today at rcu.org/checking bonus. Insured by NCUA.
Welcome back to the Culver's Kickoff Show, presented by your all-new Culver's of Chippewa Falls. WIAA tournament action here, Division I Level 1 playoffs, the Chi-High Cardinals, the 5-seed against the Middleton Cardinals, the 4-seed. And speaking of the WIAA, a few of their PSAs. Speeding and reckless driving are leading causes of injuries and deaths on Wisconsin roads. Whether you're an athlete or spectator, control your drive on the roads to keep all travelers safe. Don't speed, don't be reckless. Zero in Wisconsin. Together we can save lives. And milk has been building champions for centuries. Why? Research shows that real milk builds pregame muscle and low-fat chocolate milk restores post-game muscle for athletes like few other beverages. That's why pro football players know they're going to need milk to fuel their performance. Learn their inspiring stories at GonnaNeedMilk.com, brought to you by Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin. When you're faced with a challenge, how you respond determines the real winners. Royal Mutual believes there's something more important than just winning or losing a game. They believe that the team, school, and fans who support their athletes with dignity and class are the true champions. Royal Mutual is the proud sponsor of the WIAA Rural Mutual Insurance Sportsmanship Award since it started in 1965. From football to volleyball to soccer to tennis, the award recognizes more than team sportsmanship. It recognizes that sportsmanship matters in your community as well. Visit ruralmutual.com/WIAA and see how our team and your community can work together to be true champions. And we are making great progress, but there remains a shortage of WIAA licensed officials for a number of high school sports in Wisconsin and nationwide. We owe a debt of gratitude to those that have committed their time and effort to ensure we are able to sustain education-based athletics, because without officials, there are no games. If you have what it takes to make the right call, please don't hesitate. An exciting and rewarding experience is calling you, so let's get you licensed as a sports official by accessing the officials tab at the top of the WIAA website homepage to get started. A message from WOGO and the WIAA, keeping the education in sports. Again, Culver's Kickoff Show, presented by Culver's of Chippewa Falls. Your all-new Culver's of Chippewa Falls will continue breaking it down. But again, just real quickly here, Dave Check, what's a matchup that you are most excited to see, whether it be that 340-pound nose tackle against the Chi-High defensive front, the Chi-High secondary and linebackers against Joey Pasaglia, the standout quarterback for Middleton? What matchup are you most excited for tonight?
Well, I think that is the matchup that I'm excited about, is the offensive line for the Cardinals versus their defensive line. Interested to see how the Cardinals handle it. The way we run things, we don't necessarily have to have the biggest offensive lineman to get it done. They got to be able to move guys around, and again, you know, we got very quick, very fast running backs that can find the hole. But if they get hit by these big fellows, it could be trouble. We got a lot of injuries at running back so far, and these guys are not going to be guys we want to hit.
We're going to step out and be back in 3 minutes with your choice and forward keys to the game. This is the Culver's Kickoff Show, presented by your all-new Culver's of Chippewa Falls, very near to Choice and Ford and the brand-new Festival of Foods at Chippewa Crossing Boulevard. We're back in 3 minutes. It's the Cardinals against the Cardinals, Chi-High against Middleton, playoff football on WOGO. Back in three.
Building a custom home can be daunting, but it doesn't have to be. At Ashley Construction, we make the process seamless and enjoyable. With 3D drafting, thoughtful design, accurate estimates, and expert guidance from start to finish, we take the stress out of building your dream home. Our innovative processes and the latest technology ensure a fun and rewarding experience. Our talented team of experts is dedicated to creating your high-quality custom home. Enjoy the full design build experience right here in the Chippewa Valley. Contact Ashley Construction today to get started.
At Chippewa Valley Financial Services, they know that taxes and bookkeeping are a necessary part of life and business, but often the last thing you'd like to be working on. With offices in Chippewa Falls and Eau Claire and a full staff of accountants, bookkeepers, and tax preparers, Chippewa Valley Financial Services stands ready to help businesses and individuals, taking away the burden and freeing up your time for what matters most. For taxes, accounting, and bookkeeping, there's only one name you need to know: Chippewa Valley Financial Services. Step into the future with TTM Technologies, a global leader in technology solutions. TTM in Chippewa Falls is hiring for second shift, third shift, and weekend shift production associates, including a $2,000 sign and stay bonus, competitive pay, an on-site health clinic, and award-winning benefits, plus a $2,000 sign and stay bonus. Be a part of something big. Join the team at TTM Technologies in Chippewa Falls. Apply online today at ttmtech.jobs. That's ttmtech.jobs.
Rely on Grace Home Respiratory when you need your home medical supplies and equipment. With 24-hour on-call service, Grace Home Respiratory has dedicated, experienced staff to help you when you need it most, improving your quality of life, and now offering free shipping directly to your home. Call Grace Home Respiratory, your local connection for home medical equipment, service, and supplies. 715-832-RESP. Online at ghr-ec.com.
Get ready to experience the Morey's difference with Morey's Promise, unlike anything else in the industry. At Morey's, you get the best price first, pure and simple, from commission-free specialists. No haggling necessary. Morey's Eau Claire Subaru, Chippewa Falls, and Cadott Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. More great stores joining the Morey's team. Continuing the Chilson tradition. It's about shared passions for people, community, and customer experience. These are the only stores Morey's operates in the Eau Claire Chippewa Falls area, and they're thrilled to welcome everyone. Morey's, moving life forward.
Looking for a little more comfort in your life? Call the experts at Kurth Heating and Cooling, your local, employee-owned, factory-authorized carrier dealer. Kurth technicians are the authorities at getting peak performance from your heating and cooling system. You could even find yourself saving money on your energy bill. They work on most brands of equipment, so call Kurth first. They have ways of making you very comfortable. Turn to the experts, Kurth Heating and Cooling.
Welcome back to the Culver's Kickoff Show, brought to you by your brand new Culver's of Chippewa Falls, now hiring for all positions and all shifts. Apply at culvers.com/careers. Chi High clashes with Middleton playoffs. It's win or go home here on WOGO 103.1 FM AM 680 and WOGO.com and on the Cardinal TV live video stream. Elena Halverson, our board operator and producer back at the WOGO home base in Halley. I'm Caleb Swenson. To my right, Dave Check. To my left, Noah and Brad from the Cardinal TV CFHS Media live video stream. Subscribe to that on YouTube. Watch and listen to tonight's game. Mike Thompson, our sideline reporter. It's time for the Toyson Ford Keys of the Game, brought to you by the dealer where you'll find a friend, Toyson Ford, in Chippewa Falls. Four versus five matchup, 2-6-3 teams, kind of in the top third of their conference. What's a key or two tonight here for Chi High, Dave Check?
Caleb, I think both of these teams have the athletes on the outside. It's going to come down to who controls the line of scrimmage. That's going to be a heck of a tough job for the Chi High's offensive linemen, but that's why they're the sixth seed coming in and Middleton's the three seed coming in. It's going to be a tough job. You know, offensively, the reason I'm not scared of the quarterback, he's also an all-star, is because we've heard that all year long. Menominee's quarterback was an all-star. Stevens Point came back, the conference player of the year. And so did D.C. Everest. And really, the Chi-High defense did a great job against them all. So I think that'll be fine. I think it'll be the line of scrimmage where this game's won or lost.
That's your Toyson Ford Keys to the Game, brought to you by the dealer where you'll find a friend, Toyson Ford in Chippewa Falls, WOGO Halley, Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls. Game time in 3 minutes.
At Freeze Financial Group, we work with clients to understand their life goals by helping build a definable and measurable path towards financial freedom. Our mission is to help make lives better, clients, team, and community, by optimizing true wealth. We are proud to support the Chi High football team in their run to the playoffs this season. Go Cards! Raymond James Financial Services, Inc. Member FINRA SIPC. Freeze Financial Group is not a broker-dealer and is independent of RJFS.
It may work for horseshoes and hand grenades,
But sometimes close enough isn't good enough, especially when you need a boundary surveyed on your property. So call Heath Loken & Associates, LLC, Professional Land Surveying. State licensed and fully insured, they can handle residential, commercial, and government land surveying with the very latest surveying equipment and mapping software. Call owner Jason Heath at 715-720-4000. Get it done right. Heath Loken & Associates, LLC, Professional Land Surveying.
You've been waiting for the right time, the right season, the right price. Now is that time with select 2024 Polaris models that are built to go and priced to move. Stop into AirTech Sports during Polaris Deal Days for up to $3,000 off select Ranger, Razor, General, and Expedition models. Polaris Deal Days, going on now. Terms and conditions apply. See dealer for details. All riders should take a safety training course. AirTech Sports, adventure begins here. Start now at airtechsports.com.
Every parent knows their child is special, but at Smiles in Motion Pediatric Dentistry, that's exactly how my child and I feel.
At Smiles in Motion, their focus is on providing truly special dental care and experiences so children develop healthy dental habits for a lifetime. Their board-certified pediatric dentists are specialists in the smiles of infants, children, and teens, including those with special needs. They're experts in pediatrics and in having fun. Meet the team and take a tour of our amazing child-friendly office at sim4kids.com.
Ready to kickstart your next chapter? Whether you're still in high school, freshly graduated, or seeking a new path, CVTC's hands-on programs will give you the skills to succeed. Join us in Eau Claire and River Falls at the CVTC Fall Open House, Thursday, November 7th, to discover how our fast, flexible, and affordable programs will get you started in a great-paying, rewarding career. Register today for a chance to win great prizes. Visit cvtc.edu/fall.
Whether it's in education, business, or athletics, being part of a team is something truly special. This is Jamie Liebrandt, Market President at Northwestern Bank, and every day our team is here for you, for your family, your business, and your community. At Northwestern Bank, you'll find all the technology and services of big banks, but in a personal setting that shows that people are what we value most. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter. Member FDIC.
The kickoff, and we are underway. Good to have you with us here on WOGO Sports and Cardinal TV. Chi High returns from right to left as we begin the game, taken across the 20-yard line. And that's where the Cards will start, first and 10 right around the 20. Middleton, the home team in their maroon uniforms with the solid white numerals, jet black pants. They've got the black helmets with the Cardinal insignia on the side. Chi High resplendent in their traveling white uniforms, tops and bottoms. They've got the red stripes on the sides of the pants, the black numerals, the Cardinal red accents, and of course the black helmets with the ruby red CF insignia on the side. A 4-5 matchup. Good to have you with us here on WOGO Sports, 103.1 FM, AM 680, and WOGO.com. Chi High will start first and 10 from their own 22-yard line. Double wing, double tight formation. Back to pass, Noah Potter actually giving it off the right side. And look out, there goes Jackson Boland.
Gone.
To the 50, the 40, the 30, the 25, the 20, the 10, the 5, the end zone, touchdown. 78 yards to the house on the first play of the game, and that's how you make a statement in the playoffs.
Caleb, I just love stepping out of the way and letting you get the highlights there. That is just exciting. First play of the game, I was going to say run to the right away from the two big fellows. That's exactly what they did, and our speed took over. That's the shot in the arm you need, because this is a team that we're going to have a hard time if we have to play from behind. But if we can stay with this team, just like Menominee, starting out like that is what you need to do.
Mike Thompson, I'm sure you're on a very excited sideline, to say the least.
Absolutely. Usually the crisscross, the play you set up throughout the course of the game, well, they went for the home run right away and got it. Awesome play.
Goodness gracious, 78 yards. Now Erickson for the PAT, splits the uprights, and Chi High, 19 seconds of the game, leads 7-0. We'll step out, be back in 60 seconds. Chi High football on WOGO Sports.
The Medicine Shop knows that getting sick is about as fun as biting into a fresh, crisp apple and finding half a worm. Sitting around a bonfire, but the smoke keeps following you around.
Oh, come on!
Or going to a football game. And your team loses 42-0. Getting sick is no fun, but at least you have the Medicine Shop, personal service, minimal wait times, and free local delivery. The Medicine Shop in Chippewa Falls and Menominee.
At Peterson Volker Funeral Chapel and Cremation Service, we know that the passing of someone you love is one of the hardest times you'll face.
And that's why, at Peterson Volker, it's our honor and privilege to create a personalized service that honors your loved one while supporting those left behind.
I'm Dana Lucier.
And I'm Luke Lucier.
And at Peterson Volker Funeral Chapel and Cremation Service, we are always here for you and our Chippewa Falls community.
PetersonVolker.com.
We're not even 20 seconds into this playoff game. Caleb Swenson, Dave Check, Mike Thompson. At Middleton High School in Chi-High, already leads 7-0. Erickson, the run-up and the boot, high end over end, but short, picked up at the 16-yard line, far hash, cutting across the field, evading one ankle tackle, then yanked down right at the 20-yard line, return man for the Middleton Cardinals. And it's going to be 80 yards to go. Colton Petska out there.
Petska winds up getting credit for the tackle, but that was really made by number 82 there, which is August Karani.
I was going to mention that about Gus. He's one of the gunners on kickoff. Takes a lot of pride in that. Yep. He blows up a lot of those plays and spills them for other guys to make tackles.
6'4 junior, and he had the hit right at the 20-yard line and spilled them backwards, and that's exactly where they're going to start, is right at the 21-yard line.
Middleton is led by junior Joey Pasaglia. He's thrown 29 touchdown passes, fourth in the state, sixth in the state in passing yards. They'll go three to the left. One receiver to the right, that's Troy Teff. High snap, and Middleton's going to start off with a run, give off the right side, shy high. Those white uniforms quickly collapsing to the point of attack. And not a lot of rushing room there. Cleary on the stop.
A 3-yard gain on the play brings up second and seven. Give him a 3-yard gain is what they gave him, so it'll be at the 24-yard line.
Again, this is not a Middleton team that runs the ball prolifically. Gain of three, four wide once again. Pasaglia to pass for the first time, flares it out to the flat left side. Got a man across the 30-yard line. There's a first down for the Middleton Cardinals. Good run after the catch there by Rogers of Middleton. I think it was Dakin over there on the stop. Again, Joey Pasaglia, a junior, 6'3", 175, number seven. Brings him right back to the line. Man in motion left to right with four receivers. Pasaglia back to pass, flares out to the flat. He's got his favorite target, Troy Teff. Teff across the 35-yard line, stretches near the 40-yard line for a nice gain on first down. Jalen Smith knocked him out. Teff has caught 14 touchdown passes on the season.
Those types of plays are basically a run play on a spread team, equivalent to a sweep, easy pass, easy completion typically.
Teff, that was his 47th catch of the season. Now they have a trips formation. Tight slot to the right, single receiver wide to the left. Pasaglia flipping to the backfield, evading one man there and pushing his way back to the line of scrimmage, but not much beyond it is number 24, Kavion Whitelow, a 5'11", 188-pound senior. He did a great job evading a huge tackle for loss, but still barely got back to the line of scrimmage, if that.
Yeah, once again, that was Petska with the initial upfront momentum there that got him stopped. So you don't always get the credit for it, but that's what made the play. The ball's going to stay at the 40-yard line for another zero-yard run.
Man in motion left to right, that's Guerrero. Pasaglia throws it out toward Guerrero. Instead, got a man wide of the numbers, dashing forward across the 43 to the 45-yard line for a Middleton first down. The marker up at the 46. And Middleton will quickly come back to the line in just a moment. The Middleton Cardinals average 34 points per game offensively, give up 17.4. They allow 10 points or less four times in their nine regular season games. Chi-High leads 7-0 right now. Cards average 35.7 points per game, give up just over 25 per contest. 7-0 Chippewa Falls. Pasaglia give to Whitelow again. Whitelow evades one man in the backfield, then Jalen Smith pancakes him shy of the 50-yard line.
Owen Hediger on that tackle.
Hediger, rather. As Mike mentioned, Owen's a 6-foot, 165-pound junior, number 13.
So the Cardinals, with a relatively balanced defense, don't have a whole lot of weaknesses, a lot of great talent out there. That's hard to find a spot to attack as a weakness, whereas if we run away from their defensive linemen, I think we're going to have some success.
Pasaglia with three receivers to the right. Back to pass. Throws over the middle. Got Guerrero, and the ball comes loose. Knocked loose initially. That was Hediger again on the play. Incomplete.
You can see they're trying to take advantage of our fairly soft coverage right now, trying not to let them go over the top. They'll have completions underneath. As long as we tackle, we should be able to be okay tonight.
Well, Stelter Incorporated, a legacy of the highest quality and longest-lasting concrete for three generations, Stelter Inc. has been turning dreams into reality and is always proud to support local sports. Visit StelterIncorporated.com. Four wide once again. Pistol formation for the Middleton Cardinals. On third and eight, Pasaglia wings it left side. He's got a man. Sure tackle made by Simon Fish. And white jerseys roll him back. Ball across midfield to the Chi High 47. Still about 3 yards shy of the line to gain. And Middleton is going to punt it away, it would appear. They do have an athlete back there at punter in Jackson Guerrero, who's their second leading receiver.
That's a good example. Guyton Patro with that closing speed and, of course, the open field tackle in the corner spot. If he misses that tackle, that guy's gone. Nice sure tackle by Guyton.
We'll see if they do punt it here. They're coming back out there with their punting formation. But
it's just a fourth and three. Ball on Chi High's 47. Again, Guerrero stands about his own 41-yard line. High snap. Right-footed boot. And letting it go will be Simon Fish. It'll take a nice Middleton hop down to the 10-yard line, and that's where Chi High will start first and 10. Teams each have one possession. Chi High first on the board, leading 7-0. Give us time to let you know that you can help your kids develop healthy dental habits for a lifetime at Smiles in Motion Pediatric Dentistry. Take a tour of the fun, child-friendly Smiles in Motion office at sim4kids.com. And also, your smile deserves the best, so call Christo Orthodontics. Great partners with Smiles in Motion. Christo has locations throughout western and central Wisconsin. Schedule your free consultation at christoorthodontics.com. That's christoorthodontics.com. Chi High officially at the 11-yard line, first and 10. Flip to Boland again. Boland right up the gut across the 20-yard line, still fighting across the 25. And Jackson Boland has two carries. First one, 78 yards for a tutty. The second one, a first down carry of, see where they spot it.
I would say that's 15 yards. He's at 93 so far.
16, actually.
Six more yards then until he gets to 100 already.
Again, we saw Jackson Boland and Drake Dakin, especially last week against Menominee, a ridiculous yards per carry average. Drake had 25 yards per carry on six touches. Early movement from Middleton, give to Boland. Boland off the right side. Boland to the 30, the 35. He's tripped up by an ankle, a couple yards shy of the stick, maybe 1 yard shy. Otherwise, Mike Thompson Jackson might have gone the distance again.
Yeah, really good edge setting by our wing back and our tight end on that side, Corey and Sammy. They did a good job of getting that edge and making sure he got a good running lane.
Chi High hustles back up to the line. Double wing formation, second and one from the 36. Their side of the 50, leading 7-0. Give to the fullback right up the middle. Should be enough for a first down.
2 yards and a first down.
I'll say the last couple weeks, especially last week and this week, Chippewa Falls Cardinals, have been trying to mix up their cadence a little bit, catch them off guard. That time they went first down and got a couple nice hard yards.
Who was the fullback on that run?
That
Drake
was Dakin.
Dakin.
I apologize, I should have mentioned that. Double wing, double tight for Chi High. First and 10, 6.5 minutes to go, first quarter. Give up the middle, and there's some hard running. And that was Dakin again. And Dakin up to the 45-yard line for Chi High for a gain of 7. Second and 3 coming up. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter and proud to support local athletics. Northwestern Bank. We've reached the halfway point of the first quarter. Chi High leading 7-0, second and 3 from the 45. Flip to Boland off the right side. Boland following his blocking. He runs into a maroon wall of jerseys and is cut down about a yard and a half, maybe 2 yards shy of the sticks. So Chi High will be facing a third and short here from Middleton.
So far, so it looks like the Cardinals are coming out with a lot of double wing, bread and butter plays. Maybe Middleton hasn't seen that.
Third and one, Chi High. just across the 45-yard line. Potter, the senior signal caller, under center. Potter, the flip to Bolin, right side. Bolin puts the pads down and moves the pile to the stick and just beyond it. That's a Chi High first down. The Cardinals keep the chains moving. And that Cardinal first down brought to you by Ashley Construction, your first choice for a custom home. Learn more at ashleyconstruction.co. Chi High going with a little tempo here. Jumping right back on the line. First and 10 from the 49. There's out of the 50 for the Cards, leading 7-0 here at Middleton. Man in motion right to left out of the double wing. Flip left side. That's Sam Abier. Abier jumps across one tackler inside Middleton territory to the 45, down to the 44-yard line. Sam Abier using that track speed that we've seen so well.
You can see the frustration from their All-State defensive tackle there, who thought he was held, but he's just not getting a chance to get in on any tackles, and the Cardinals are doing what they need to hold that line.
Cards right back on the line after the gain of 7. There's the crisscross. Bolin ends up with it this time. Middleton not fooled as Bolin will get maybe one. It'll be another third and short.
Also, 33. Caleb, a quick shout-out. You can count this on my advertising. Victoria Check, my daughter, will be a lawyer graduating from Madison as of next year, working at the Check Law Firm. So I'm actually staying at her place tonight, going to the Badger game tomorrow. That's why I can do this game 5 miles from here.
There you go, and a shout-out to Victoria again. Great tradition coming up. Give to Jackson Bolin. Bolin off the far side with a stiff arm. He's yanked down in the backfield at the 45-yard line. Good play by the Middleton defense, stringing that one out. And Chi High looks like they may be punting this one away.
Very similar position to where Middleton was. Both teams not necessarily want to put their defense in a bad position by not getting it.
Harrison Armstrong back deep to receive, standing at his own 11. Colin Clary, number 10 for Chi High, steps into the punt, sails it up into the lights, and Middleton going to let it bounce. Armstrong will let it roll inside his 10-yard line, and Clary does his job down to the 8, and that's where the Cardinals will start first and 10. Stop into AirTech Sports at one of their many locations. You've been waiting for the right time, the right season, the right price. Now is that time. Polaris Deal Days going on now, up to $3,000 off select Ranger, Razor, General, and Expedition models at AirTech Sports. That's AirTech Sports. 3:25 to go here, first quarter. Beautiful scoreboard off to our left here at Middleton. They have incredible facility here. Town of just under 24,000. Pasaglia back to pass. The junior looking left the whole time. Got a man at the 11-yard line. That looks to be Troy Teff again with another reception. And Teff falls to a knee just a past the 10 and up to the 11-yard line. Short gain on first down.
They seem to want to put Teff opposite of their trips to try to isolate him. He's obviously the guy they force feed quite a bit, but expect to see him on his own island most of the night.
Really surprised with our speed that we're giving up 12 yards off the line of scrimmage with what they want to take here. Like you said, Mike, just easy running plays for them, dumping it out there.
Pasaglia from the pistol. Pressure comes. Throws got Teff, and Teff went to a knee. Did he haul that in? He did not. One hopped it to him at the 18. And so now third and long for the Middleton Cardinals with 3:14 to go here in the first quarter.
Speaking with some of the defensive coaches, this quarterback from Middleton, very nice thrower. Doesn't seem to want to escape the pocket much. Wants to get it out of his hands quickly. See how that progresses tonight.
Pasaglia has thrown for almost 2,100 yards coming into this game, along with 29 touchdowns, just 4 picks. Flares it out left side. Chi High going to need a good tackle. They'll get it. Pulled down at the 13-yard line. Almost no gain on the play. Middleton player is down.
Jalen Smith read that, cut on it, boom, made a nice play, open field tackle.
We're going to take a quick timeout with a Middleton player down on the field. We'll be back in 30 seconds here on WOGO Sports and Cardinal TV.
Hi, this is Dave Check, attorney and owner of the Check Law Office. I've been a part of the Chippewa Falls community for most of my life. It's where I grew up and where I started my practice. My motto at the Check Law Office has always been to provide people with the same legal service that I would expect if my own family needed an attorney. You meet with me directly and you are treated like part of the team. My goal has always been to get problems solved as efficiently and inexpensively as possible. I have proudly fought for Chippewa Falls on the field, as a coach, and as an attorney. Don't hesitate to add the Check Law Office to your team.
A
Welcome back. Chi High Football on WOGO Sports, 103.1 FM, AM 680, and WOGO.com, live streaming and podcast. You can watch and listen to tonight's broadcast via CFHS Media on YouTube. Middleton facing a 4th and 5 from the 13. The player down on the field looks to be Gus Carlson, 5'8", 170-pound senior, who made that reception and then yanked to the ground, and certainly hoping he's all right as trainers still attending to him. You were making a point just before we went to break there, Dave, and I cut you off. And actually, this is not a good sign as an ambulance is coming around the track now.
Yeah, credit to the defensive players for making the tackle. But, you know, that's one where their offensive players got to be used to making that block. Receiver missed the block, and that's when the receiver has to go one-on-two. Other than that, you know, if he's making a solid block out there, that's pretty much a good running play for them.
And again, certainly a very tough scene. We're going to step out again and take a break here, as unfortunately Carlson is still down and looks like he will need to be removed from the field. So certainly prayers lifted up for this young man, too. Not something you want to see at all, especially with a senior. We'll be back. We'll step out and for a minute and a half here and be back after this when game time resumes. Again, Chi High leading 7-0, 3:05 to go here in the first quarter. Middleton facing a 4th and 5, but a lot of concern, of course, on the field for this young man for the Middleton Cardinals. Back in 90 seconds here on WOGO.
On the court, the field, and the ice, leaders stand out. They innovate, inspire, and win at the highest level. And at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, they are the unquestioned leaders in orthopedic, brain, and spine care. Whether it's surgery to get your athlete back in the game or managing chronic pain so you can enjoy life again, call Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls. With a new and improved clinic and surgery center now open in Rice Lake. Book your appointment at cvosm.com.
What is a home? It is so much more than just rooms, a garage, and a yard. A home is first steps, birthday parties, and Christmas morning. It's basketball in the driveway and barbecues in the backyard. A home is where you grow up and where you'll always come back. I'm Holly Bovey with Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors, and I don't just help people buy and sell houses, I help them find home. If that's what you're looking for, connect with me at hollybovey.com or call or text me at 715-577-HOME.
Pillar Bank brings 140 years of banking experience to you, conveniently located with Caribou Coffee on County Road I, Chippewa Falls.
At Pillar Bank, you'll see and talk to people you know. We're not an impersonal corporate bank with lots of red tape. We are a straightforward local bank who knows our customers and does what is right. Hi, I'm Neil Mathwig, and I invite you to visit us, meet our staff, open an account, or talk with us about our personal, business, or agricultural needs. We're local banking done right.
Visit pillar.bank today.
Welcome back. Chi High Football on WOGO Sports. Simon Fish taking a punt on the bounds at midfield and bringing it into Middleton Cardinals territory down to the 45-yard line.
So we have a flag that's going to be a roughing the punter. He almost got to the ball, and unless the refs are talking about whether it was tipped because it was close, it will be Middleton's ball.
First down.
Yep, it'll be automatic first down, 15 yards. That was definitely running into as opposed to just touching, and that might be what they're talking about too, whether it's the 5-yard variety, but I'm pretty sure that would be a 15-yarder, unless they say he touched the ball.
And good to see the young man, Gus Carlson, for the Middleton Cardinals, was actually able to get to his feet again. We were concerned for him, the senior.
You know, the Middleton team is
down on the field for a significant amount of time.
The Middleton team is staying out here, so I almost wonder if they know.
It looks like that's just a running into the punter.
No, nope, they're saying automatic first down. And it is running into the kicker. Let's see if they give him the 15-yard.
I believe that was 4th and 5, so a 5-yard penalty probably gave him the first down.
All right, well, the Cardinals back on the field after that, after almost having a punt blocked that would have been pretty close to being a punt block for a touchdown. Middleton's now going to start with the ball on the 13-yard line.
So that'll extend the drive for the Cardinals. Nick. Not our Cardinals, the Middleton Cardinals, though we, of course, welcome Middleton fans who might be joining us here tonight on WOGO.com or CFHS Media. Welcome.
A couple of shout-outs. The 6-seed Menominee is beating Monona Grove by a touchdown.
Pisaglia wings it out left side. Got a man across the 20-yard line. Upended at the 22, maybe the 23. Got second drive here for the Middleton Cardinals. They had to punt on their first possession. Chi-Hi scored on the game's first play from scrimmage. Made it across midfield, but then punted on their second possession. Gain of five on first down, second and five for Pisaglia and Co. Sending a man in motion left to right. Pisaglia back to pass. The junior rolling out to his right. Looks over the middle. He's got a man. That's Teff. Teff cutting laterally across the field to the 30-yard line, the 35. He's ushered out of bounds. Well, that's enough for a first down for the Middleton Cardinals with plenty to spare. And Middleton on the move here at Breitenbach Stadium.
That 13-yard pass, by far the best of the night for Middleton.
It's a tough play. The QB escaped to his right, our defense is left, and the receivers come in the opposite direction. Tough play to defend.
Ken Chi-Hi leading 7-0 if you're just joining us. Late going first quarter. Troy Teff wide to the right. Got to keep an eye on him, of course. Trips to the right, single receiver left. Pisaglia give to Whitelow off the left side. Rather, Pisaglia keeps it himself. And a rare rush for the Middleton quarterback across the 40-yard line up to the 42. Gotta take a quick look at the stat sheets here, courtesy of wisports.net. Pisaglia listed at 62 rushing attempts for minus 2 yards, so I figured most of those would be, again, recorded as negative yards from sacks, but he actually has run for 4 touchdowns. Pisaglia, the junior, makes it a 2nd and 3 for Middleton. Give to Whitelow. Whitelow off the left side. He'll lower the pads across the 45-yard line. Then he's turned back. That was Brett Krista, the 6'1 senior. 210-pounder.
Well, the quarterback looks very athletic. He looks like he definitely could run, but the question is whether or not they want him to. He certainly took a lick by the Cardinals' defense there, and I don't think they want to give him too many shots like that.
3rd and 1 now for Middleton. Their side of the 50 at the 45-yard line. Minute 16 and counting to go here. First quarter.
It has brought in number 99, 344-pound Quone Burks, so might run behind him.
Pisaglia, give to Whitelow. Whitelow smacked in the backfield. Oh, my goodness. Hit by a duo of Cardinal defenders and knocked down for a loss of 2.
Yeah, it's interesting. They have Quone out there. Like you said, he's one of the defensive linemen that are on the All-State watch list. They bring him in there as a fullback, and he absolutely demolished people. But the problem is the way he fell in behind him, and Cardinals with a huge play. This is one you really got to worry about watching the snap and the fake here. They could easily fake this one.
It'll be a 4th and still about 1. Guerrero takes a waist-high snap, rolling out to his right. Then he'll Aussie-style boot it. Bounces at the 30-yard line, rolling into Cardinals territory further all the way down to the 21-yard line. So Guerrero showing off his athleticism just to get that punt away, but the Cardinal defense holds steady. And the Chi-Hi offense will take over with 16 seconds left to go here in the first quarter. Our coverage tonight brought to you in part by Nicolet Bank. Visit your local Nicolet Bank team in Eau Claire or Lake Hallie and anytime at nicoletbank.com. Go Cards! From Nicolet Bank. And at Wynn Family Dentistry, Dr. Daniel Wynn, Dr. Annie McLaughlin, and their team are honored to be part of the Chippewa Falls community. Wynn Family Dentistry, proud to support Chi-Hi and McDonald Athletics. 7-0. Chippewa Falls leads Middleton. Chi-Hi the 5-seed, Middleton the 4-seed. We're at Breitenbach Stadium. Beautiful Middleton, Wisconsin. 16 seconds to go in the opening quarter. Chi-Hi 2 tight ends, double wing formation, and the fullback under center is Noah Potter. Potter give off the left side. That's Hebert, and Hebert strung out and knocked down right at the line of scrimmage. And that should bring us to the end of the first quarter. After 1 complete, our score, Chi-Hi 7, Middleton 0. We'll step out and be back in 60 seconds. This is Chi-Hi Football, WOGO Sports and Cardinal TV.
Sometimes it's good to wait, like waiting for your pizza to cool before taking that first bite.
Yow!
Or waiting to make sure you really want that tattoo.
No regrets.
But you shouldn't wait when calling Wirzgalla Plumbing and Heating for a check and clean of your home's furnace. Many homeowners don't even think about their home's heat until they need it, and by then...
Oh, so cold.
It's a little too late. So get your furnace check and clean from the pros at Wirzgalla, 839-0707 or wirzgalla.com.
Your brand new Culver's of Chippewa Falls, located at Chippewa Crossing Boulevard next to Festival Foods, is now open. Locally owned and operated with the hometown hospitality you know and love. Cook-to-order butterburgers, real Wisconsin cheese curds, and of course, that fresh frozen custard. Culver's of Chippewa Falls is also hiring for all positions and all shifts, including management. Crew members enjoy great benefits, meal discounts, and wages up to $18 an hour. Apply today at culvers.com/careers. Your brand new Culver's of Chippewa Falls is now open. See you soon.
Welcome back to Chi High Football on WOGO Sports and Cardinal TV. White City Glass salutes all the hardworking athletes. For all your windshield glass and garage door needs, call White City Glass of Chippewa Falls, proud sponsor of Chippewa Falls High School Sports on WOGO. For over 30 years, White City Glass salutes all the hardworking athletes. Chi High will now switch, moving left to right as we view it here at Breitenbach Stadium. Caleb Swenson, Dave Check, Mike Thompson, your WOGO Sports crew. Elena Halverson, our producer and board operator at the WOGO home base in Halley. Potter back to pass for the first time, goes deep over the middle. He's looking for Bolin, and Bolin, and over the shoulder catch in midfield. He spilled inside the 45 down to the 43. What a perfect pitch and catch. One of those pot shots from Noah Potter.
Got Jackson LeMay with his first appearance in the game. We know he's nursing an ankle injury. He came in, little play action to him. Awesome pass by Potter. Awesome route by Bolin.
34 yards, and that's exactly what we need out of Potter. Set it up with the run. Hit the big ones like that. One for one for 34 yards.
Now first and 10 from the 45-yard line of Middleton. Bolin in motion left to right. Give to Dakin. Dakin up the middle. Lowers the pads at the 40-yard line. Still keeping things moving inside the 40. Down to the 37. Drake Dakin, a gain of 8 on first down. Again, he had 6 carries, but averaged 25 yards per tote against the Menominee Mustangs last week. As hopefully you joined us for that. Hopefully in person at Duray as Chi High defeated Menominee for the first time in the regular season since 2008. Second and 2. Minute gone by, second quarter. Potter, early movement, and where did it come from?
Well,
the flip was to LeMay.
Blew it, so I would assume that's on Chi High, even though it looked like it was Middleton that jumped.
Nope, offside, so I guess contact made encroachment.
High school rule is if they're in the neutral zone, play is killed. And college and pros, they let it go.
Good call, Mr. Athletic Director. We'll take the 5-yard free first down there, and we're going to sit here at the 32-yard line with a first down.
So, again, Kone Burks, we've talked about him. 6 foot, 344-pound senior nose tackle. What have your impressions been so far about how Chi High has handled a player of that caliber and size and strength?
Well, I think they've done a great job, you know, not only running away from him, but they've had a couple of plays running right at him. And, again, some misdirection. Just don't let him hit you square up.
First and 10 from the 32, give to Jackson LeMay. You know, first time we've called his name, and he'll find it tough going along the right side.
That play right there is a perfect example. You saw number 98, 4 yards deep upfield, but the ball was already by him another 3 yards. So, I mean, yeah, he's a great player, and he's getting 3 yards into the backfield. But if we're going a different direction, still a loss of one, but he didn't make the play.
Second and 11 for Chi High. Ball in the near hash. 10-15 and counting to go here. Second quarter, the Cards lead 7-0. Give to Dakin. Dakin right up the middle. Lowers the shoulders, but Petaway pulls him down. Petaway, as you mentioned, standout 6'5", 289. Another one of those seniors on that defensive front. And that's going to make it third and long, and Chi High may go spread for the first time tonight.
Yeah, that time they ran right at the teeth of the defense. Not something that they're going to get away with a whole lot tonight.
Grace Home Respiratory has a wide variety of home medical supplies and equipment for sale or rental, and a caring staff ready to answer any question. Grace Home Respiratory in Altoona. Thank you to Chuck and the crew. Third and 10, Chi High.
Athletic Director,
32.
Athletic Director Mike Thompson with that call. I'll put in a good word for you with the WIAA. You obviously know your rules and are studied up on it.
Four wide for Chi High. Noah Potter from the shotgun as they will blow this one dead.
And I didn't see any movement defensively, so that's going to be a delay of game, it looks like.
So third and 10 will become third and 15, and the Cards making, finishing off this drive a little bit tougher on themselves.
Interesting, because they've been running hurry-up offense just about every single play except that one.
Balls.
Go ahead.
I was going to say the Cards still looking to get into the red zone for the first time tonight. His first play from scrimmage was that 78-yard Jackson Boland romp to the end zone. That's the only scoring so far here tonight. 9:20 to go here in the half.
Could be two-down territory here if they can get a good chunk back here.
Yep.
Jackson LeMay, Jackson Boland, slot to the right. Trips to the left as they'll empty it out. Then Dakin's going to motion back into the backfield.
They get a timeout so that we don't get a delay a game.
On the field, we'll take a 60-second break and be back with a big third-down play back in a minute on WOGO.
Chippewa Auto Body and Service in Chippewa Falls wants to kick off your fall by getting your car ready for optimal performance on Wisconsin roads. With over 60 years of experience, their technicians are ready for the game with alignment services, tire touchdowns, brakes, diagnostic checks, and free car washes with every oil change. Your satisfaction, our priority. Chippewa Auto Body and Service wants to make your experience as stress-free as possible with early hours, nightly key drop, and why not go for the end zone with a beautifully detailed car? Chippewa-Auto.com.
Great players may get headlines, but it takes teamwork to win championships. And when it comes to your family's dental health, Dr. Daniel Wynn and Dr. Annie McLaughlin have created a championship team at Wynn Family Dentistry. Wynn Family Dentistry is proud to be a part of our Chippewa Falls community and wishes all our Chi High and McDonald student athletes a safe and successful season. Go Cards and go Max from Dr. Daniel Wynn and Dr. Annie McLaughlin at Wynn Family Dentistry in Chippewa Falls.
Chi High on third and long. Potter back to pass. Rainbows down the right side looking for Jackson Boland. Two-handed catch. He high points it and high steps into the end zone. Touchdown, Chippewa Falls from 37 yards out. It's 13-0 Cardinals.
I'll tell you, Jackson Boland is just being Mr. Everything tonight. Great run, great reception. A fun game to watch. You know, you mentioned the red zone. This is very similar to the Menominee game where we went all the way into the second quarter without hitting the red zone, and we were up 21-0.
My goodness, Jackson Boland has come to play tonight, the Augustana commit. Castillo for the PAT. Snap, spot, kick is good. It's 14-0 Chi High with 9:12 to go in the half. We'll step out, be back in 60 seconds. Cardinals football on WOGO Sports, CFHS Media on YouTube.
Thousands of customers have earned over $20 million in interest since 2011 with Nicolet Bank. Are you ready to be one of them? Nicolet Bank is the home of real rewards checking, earning up to 3.00% annual percentage yield. Experience better checking with real rewards and choose a banking partner who is committed to the concept of shared success then and now. See terms and apply at NicoletBank.com or talk to your banker today. Nicolet Bank, real people, real conversations. Member FDIC.
Legacies aren't built in a day, and when it comes to concrete, Stelter Incorporated has been building their legacy for three generations. At Stelter, their commitment to the highest quality concrete means they mine and process the aggregates themselves and test it every day. And when you need materials delivered or hauled away, Stelter has a fleet of dump trucks and drivers at your service, turning your dreams into reality. Stelter Inc. Online at StelterIncorporated.com.
Welcome back to Cardinals football on WOGO Sports, also Cardinal TV, CFHS Media on YouTube. If you'd like to watch and listen to tonight's game, 14-0 Chi High. Erickson, the run-up and the boot, high end over end, carrying far side of the field, picked up at the 10-yard line just outside the numbers. So the 15 coming laterally across the 20-yard line, tripped up, still going though after breaking through an ankle tackler. Jackson, I believe it was, on the return up to close to the 30-yard line. That was indeed number 26, Elijah Jackson, 6'2", 295-pound junior. Pretty decent starting field position for the Middleton Cardinals. Jackson Boland on the Chi High side has a reception now of 37 yards for a touchdown, also a touchdown run of 78 yards, had another long reception. He's nearing 200 all-purpose yards.
Now let's just get him the pick six.
Pasaglia right side, has a man across the 35-yard line. There's some space to the 40, the 45, and knocked out of bounds into Chi High territory. That was Troy Teff, the playmaker, once again.
A lot of the times that those passes, you have to make an open field tackle. It's difficult to be consistent at that. Obviously got away from him there.
Pisaglia brings them right back to the line. Five wide, man motioning across the backfield. Pisaglia flares it out to that man across the far side. 45, 50-yard line to the 45 of Chi High. Dragging tacklers with him inside the 40-yard line down to the 43. And that was the kick returner, Elijah Jackson. And Jackson, again, a big fella, as we mentioned, 6'2", 195, showed off the power. And the Middleton Cardinals on the march. Empty backfield from the shotgun. Joey Pisaglia, the junior, five wide. Pisaglia back to pass, flushed out, rolling to his right. Pisaglia going to keep it himself right up the middle to the 30-yard line, inside the 30, down to the 25, maybe the 26. Of Chi High, very close to a first down on a gain of about 9 for Joey Pisaglia. At Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, their team of highly trained sports medicine orthopedic surgeons and athletic trainers will get you back in the game. Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, visit cvosm.com/WOGO for Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. Five wide, three receivers left, twins to the right. Pisaglia back to pass. Pisaglia over the middle, got a man tipped in the air, and it's intercepted at the 20-yard line, coming the other way. The 35, the 40, up to the 45-yard line. That is Brett Christo with the pick.
What a huge pick by the Cardinals. And again, this bend but don't break defense. Very patient, waiting for Middleton to make a mistake. That mistake was not on the quarterback. It was definitely on the receiver, but it's still a mistake, and the Cardinals make him pay.
And Brett Christo there, Mike Thompson, just scooped that one out of the air, said thank you very much, as it dropped right into his breadbasket.
It fell right into his breadbasket. Most guys like to try to turn it up and get a six out of that, but Brett likes to headhunt, and he ran right over the guy trying to tackle him. What a big play at a big time. You could tell Middleton was going tempo to try to get a score. Big time play at a great time.
7:52 to go, first half. 14-0 Chippewa Falls leads Middleton here at Brighton Box Stadium. Double wing, double tight, flip right side, going right up the middle and twisting away from one wave, but not the second, is Jackson LeMay. LeMay up to the 43-yard line. Excuse me, the 47, maybe the 48. We'll see where they spot it. Minimal gain on first down.
Yeah, LeMay just ran into a 385-pound defensive lineman that he's probably not used to running into, especially the way he likes to dance and avoid contact.
Not many people can bring Jackson LeMay down on first contact, but this Middleton interior defense might have something to say about that. Gain of 1. Give to Bolin. Bolin slanting off the left side, evades attack in the backfield, turns the corner at the midfield marker, and that's where he will be checked out of bounds. And again, just a short gain. Middleton, good pursuit there, far side of the field.
One skill that Jackson LeMay probably doesn't get a lot of credit for is his blocking. He just had an excellent block on the edge. I know one guy squirted through, but Jackson LeMay held a block for a good 5 seconds.
You know, and I say that every single year, the opposite running back in the double wing is the one that you should get all the credit.
3rd and 6, Chi High from midfield. There's the crisscross. Bolin has it. He will make it into the second level of defenders, but still knocked down about 3 yards shy of the line to gain. And Coach Rakovich is going to elect a punt here and send it back to the Middleton Cardinals, trying to make them go the length of the field.
So again, just to stress that the opposite running back and the tight end blocking, that's really what makes this double wing go. So when you see the guy getting 200 yards, it's the other guy you give the credit to.
Cleary takes the snap, skies one up into the lights. Returner for Middleton's going to stay away from it, as it'll take a nice Chi High hop at the end. Roll inside the 20-yard line, down to about the 15. And stopping it there is Ian Denning, the senior. And Middleton gets the ball back with 6:02 remaining in the first half. Of course, the Middleton Cardinals, in this battle of cards versus cards, will get the ball to start the second half. So, again, this ball game flips on its ear very quickly if Middleton's able to chew up some clock, score here before the half. And go into the locker room, only down a touchdown, of course, with 6 minutes left. You could have a lot more scoring than that. Five wide for Pisaglia. Pisaglia back to pass, steps up in the pocket, shifting around, still looking, floats one down the sideline, incomplete. Dakin on the coverage. He was looking that time for number 16, I believe, Chase Rogers, 6'165-pound junior.
You know, one of the things that surprises me, you said they give up 17 points. When you give up 17 throughout the season and with the power that Chi High has on offense, I think we expect that they'd be putting up some good points tonight.
Middleton did not score on offense last week against Madison West. 1-7-3, a fumble recovery return for a touchdown, their only score. Give off the right side, that is Whitelow. Jackson, and Jackson across the 20 to about the 22-yard line. Makes a more manageable third down as the clock continues to trickle down. 5:39 and counting. Still a lot of game left to play here in the first half. Chippewa Falls leading Middleton 14-0 in this WIAA Division I Tournament Level 1 game. Single receiver wide to the right, twins to the left. Pasaglia fakes the give, back to pass. Deep drop, throws over the middle, got a man open, over the shoulder catch, and look out, all the way to the end zone. Touchdown for Middleton from 72 yards out. That was Rogers, who ran right by the defense, and Pasaglia hit him in stride.
It's that, definitely that big play that we were trying to avoid there. They've got the speed and the explosiveness to do that. So again, you know, Chi High's going to have to keep putting the gas pedal down on offense.
Middleton with a splash play of their own, and that gets the fans here at Brighton Box Stadium on their feet.
That's definitely a play they set up earlier. You know, that their big-time receiver, the Teff kid on one side, ran a hitch right at the sticks, and they ran that backside post that you kind of forget about when they're on that hitch so many times. They pretty much set that play up from the earlier plays.
Place kicker is number 83, Drew Cooney, 6'4", 190, a senior listed as a tight end. To try to make this a 7-point deficit for the Middleton Cardinals with 5:13 to go here in the first half. Rogers, had just caught the touchdown pass, will be the holder. Kick splits the uprights. It's 14-7, one possession ball game. We are back in 60 seconds. You're listening to Chi High Playoff Football on WOGO Sports and Cardinal TV.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toys and Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toys and Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toys and Ford.
Location. It's very important. But what happens when you can't get to the glass repair shop to fix your windshield? Call White City Glass. They'll come to you. It doesn't matter if you're in Abbotsford, Arcadia, Rice Lake, or Hudson, or any place in between. They've installed thousands of windshields in thousands of places for 50 years. They know what they're doing. It's your car. It's your choice. Tell your insurance company you insist on White City Glass.
White City Glass.
Back to the action here on WOGO Sports and Cardinal TV. Shout out to the CFHS Media YouTube live stream crew, Noah and Brad, making the trip down to bring the game back to everyone back home. The run up and the boot, long end over end kick fielded at the 5-yard line, straight ahead. 10, 15, 20. That's Hebert to the 20, 25, 30. Hebert 35 to the 40-yard line before being ushered out of bounds into the Chi High sideline, and that'll be good starting field position for the Cards. We'll see how they respond to Middleton's first score of the game.
So the Cardinals, if they come out with their running game and can burn the last 5 minutes of this clock and hang on to it, it'll be a win for them, but to get some points would put them in a real good position here as they start out on the 40-yard line.
Pasaglia there, that was his 30th touchdown pass of the season. Again, he came into this game averaging 232 pass yards per game, over 3 touchdowns per game. Potter from the shotgun on first down. Give right up the middle. That looks to be LeMay, and LeMay up to the 44-yard line for a gain of 4 on first down.
LeMay limping off the field again.
Yeah, that ankle is just...
You know, he's gutting out everything he's got for this team. He's definitely not 100%. Not a lot of people are, but Jackson's in a lot of pain, and he's trying to play for his friends and play for his teammates.
And that's just so tough to do when you know, you call him the jitterbug over and over, Caleb, and when you're bouncing around like that, every single part of your body hurts, let alone something that's injured.
Second and 6. Potter give to Bolin. Bolin straight ahead for 1 yard. Not much beyond that. I think that was Petaway who corralled him.
Yeah, it was. Landed right on his shoulder. That's the kind you don't want to have your quarterback hit like that. with the 6'5". I think he's 265.
Well, it's time to call Rizgalla Plumbing and Heating for that long overdue bathroom remodel. Treat yourself to a walk-in shower, maybe a jacuzzi, or finally add the extra bathroom you've been doing without. Call Rizgalla Plumbing and Heating for a free estimate, 839-0707 or rizgalla.com. Third and 5, Chi High from the 45-yard line. Potter back to pass. Looking left side. Got a man, Jalen Smith, tiptoeing out of bounds for a first down.
And that puts it across the 50-yard line for the first down. Ball's going to be at the 47.
Good pitch and catch there. And Mike Thompson, we've seen Jalen Smith really starting to emerge as a playmaker more and more these last few games as he's been called upon to do more with LeMay injury.
Yeah, and he's a good compliment right now. Everybody's going to pay attention to Bowling LeMay Hebert.
There is the give to Hebert. Hebert turning the corner at the 45-yard line. Flag comes from behind the play as Hebert cut down at the 45 after a gain of 2. But we'll see if this goes the other way for Chi High.
If that is a hold, that was a hold that was well into the backfield, so that might be more than a 10-yard penalty for them.
Wait for the indication from the officials.
Was it the end of the play? So we can be hopeful that it was a face mask. But they are talking to Middleton, so.
And they threw the flag back at the 49 of Chi High.
Yeah, that's typically taken from the previous line of scrimmage.
So that will march the Cards back to the 43-yard line, near side of midfield, as it is indeed a hold.
So now the Cardinals have a first and 20, but again, the clock, they're going to let it tick down here. It's at 3:30 right now. Again, like to see them take that all the way down, especially with the power that Middleton has to score quick.
Middleton will receive the second half kickoff. Chi High leads 14-7. Going four wide, twins left and right. Potter back to pass. Throws over the middle, sailed it, and it's intercepted at the 37-yard line. Cutting back the other way to midfield, turning laterally across the field to the 45-yard line, to the 40, and upended inside the 40-yard line and down near the 35. Teams trading turnovers here in the second quarter. That was Mike Statsik, 6'1", senior defensive back, and Middleton a chance to tie this game up going into halftime.
It's the first ball for Potter that was intercepted. No balls have hit the ground yet. He was 3 for 3 going into that.
And he had Sam across on that post route, and he just let it go a little bit high.
Five wide for Pisaglia. Ball at the 35 of Chi High. Flares it out right side. Got a man at the 35-yard line, cutting him across a block at the 30. And inside the 30-yard line down to the 26, maybe the 27. Again, all the time in the world for Middleton right now. Three timeouts left. Just over 2:50 on the clock. Chi High leading 14-7. Cardinals scored the first 14 of the game before Middleton struck back on a 72-yard touchdown pass after the interception and a nice return. Pisaglia and Co. in business. Joey Pisaglia flushed out to his left. The junior looking, dancing, waiting, throws to the end zone. Got a man open, incomplete. Middleton wants a flag, will not get it.
Yeah, Dakin got lucky there because he didn't see the ball, but he was sprinting back enough that I think the quarterback underthrew that ball enough that hit Dakin in the back.
That's a classic example of this QB wanting to throw. He had a lot of space to run if he wanted to. If you're a Cardinal fan from Chippewa Falls, you think there was a hold there. If you're a Cardinal fan from Middleton, you like that play.
You know, again, we just kind of got lucky there because he is a good quarterback, and he just missed that. He should have put that ball a little bit further into the end zone, and that one was gone, but definitely four down territory here on third and 3.
Pisaglia back to pass, evades one man. This time he is going to tuck it and run to the 25, and he slides down in a late hit called on Drake Dakin as Pisaglia gave himself up, and Middleton didn't make a ton of contact, Dakin didn't make a ton of contact, but he did fall on Pisaglia after he'd given himself up, and the official side judge that time throws the flag immediately.
4 yard gain, going to turn into half the distance, it looks like.
That's definitely a classic. You know, Dakin's going for the hard hit, try to maybe jar the ball loose. QB slides. You don't see a lot of that in high school. As a defensive coach, you're probably not too upset with that play from Drake.
He definitely hit him. He crunched him good. And again, Middleton's not going to want to have their quarterback get that many hits. But ball's going to be first down on the 12, so hopefully the Cardinals can stiffen up here.
Middleton 2:14 and counting to go. Still their full complement of timeouts here in the first half. They trail Chi-High 14-7 in this level one playoff game. Kind of going as expected now in the 4-5 matchup.
Watch the Teff versus Smith matchup out here.
Wide to the right. Pasaglia dancing, rolling out to his right, now flush to his left. Pasaglia looking, dances away from Hagman. Pasaglia keeps his feet, then he's hit from behind. Chi-High trying to rip the ball loose. The official from the sideline will come in and say that Pasaglia was down before that ball came out, if it did, and now a late flag as there's extracurricular activities and Chi-High may have lost their cool.
This could potentially be some home cooking. I don't know how you get, when he was hit from behind like that standing up, I don't know when he lost that ball, but it looked like they were going after it before he even went to the ground. I don't know, Mike, did you get a good look at that?
Yeah, I got a good look. That was definitely a fumble. I know Middleton jumped on that. So it's kind of beside the point. I don't know what this flag is for. I know Middleton's cheering at this point.
Well, the one thing you say about it being beside the point, when you get a bad call, it's tough for the defensive players to keep their cool, and that's exactly what happened. They know it was a fumble, and they know what the ref just called.
So right now the ball is spotted at the 14-yard line. Dead ball, unsportsmanlike conduct against Chi-High. That'll set Middleton up first and goal. And well, just cannot have mental mistakes like that in a game of this magnitude.
I think it's important to note that our defensive players have to play with a lot of fire and passion, emotion. Some guys just have a hard time turning that off. Again, those are penalties that your coaches, they're not happy with penalties, but they love the emotion.
So Middleton will have the ball first and goal from just outside the 6-yard line. The minute 37 left. See if Chi-High, the defense, can answer the call here and force a turnover, at least a field goal attempt right before the half, as Middleton trying to tie this one up, knowing they're going to get the ball in the second. Pasaglia, a high snap, gives it off the right side. Big collision inside the 5-yard line, knocked down at about the 3 is Whitelow. Simon Fish with the stop. I don't know if the clock ever started there.
No, they're going to have to look at the clock, because and that helps us, but it's been sitting at 1:37. They're looking up at the box right now saying to run the clock. Everybody is, so now they finally got it running. But, you know, I don't know why the ref wouldn't put at least or take at least 6 seconds off.
And now
illegal substitution.
The official throws a flag for illegal substitution against Middleton. Clock is stopped at 1:25 right now.
Hard to tell what's going on out there. What I don't understand is, if we got an unsportsmanlike conduct, why is it 3rd and 2? Why did they not get an automatic first down on half the distance to the goal? Mike, can you explain that? Is that not an automatic first down?
I don't believe it is. I could be wrong, but 15 yards gets marched off. But, yeah, I'm not sure on the yardage and the distance at this point either. Not sure about the clock. I'm not sure about the previous call. I'm not sure about a lot right now.
Yeah, we might as well just pack it in, because
it looks like we do have a timeout on the field. We'll take a 30-second break and try and figure it out. We're back in half a minute on WOGO Sports.
Step into the future with TTM Technologies, a global leader in technology solutions. TTM in Chippewa Falls is hiring for second shift, third shift, and weekend shift production associates, including a $2,000 sign and stay bonus, competitive pay, an on-site health clinic, and award-winning benefits, plus a $2,000 sign and stay bonus. Be a part of something big. Join the team at TTM Technologies in Chippewa Falls. Apply online today at ttmtech.jobs. That's ttmtech.jobs.
Well, when your car takes a big hit, Chippewa Auto Body and Service is here. Local pickup and delivery with complimentary estimates, towing, loaner vehicles, and assistance with insurance claims. Chippewa Auto Body and Service is also your local choice for vehicle repair, tires, and detailing. Free car wash with every oil change. Chippewa Auto Body and Service. So,
did they march off the penalty or not?
They did march off the penalty, because the ball was at the 3-yard line, so now it's going to be at the 8-yard, or it was at the 2.
And it is 3rd down. From just inside the 8. Pasaglia Back to pass. Dancing. Steps up in the pocket. Flush to his right. Got a man wide open in the end zone. Touchdown. Falling to a knee and hauling it in. I believe that was Cooney, I think, on the far side of the field. And Middleton a PAT away from tying this one up.
So their quarterback is going to wind up. That's a back-to-back touchdowns that he just threw there, as it turns out. Going to wind up with 163 yards and two touchdowns, 12 for 17 passing for the half, assuming that that is it for them for the half.
Now Chihai comes across a little early, it would appear, on the PAT attempt.
I would think that that might be something that they would want to think about going for it here if they got half the distance. They're happy with the one, it looks like.
Going to decline it. So Cooney, number 83, the 6'4" senior tight end who just caught that touchdown. Now to try to knot the game at 14 apiece with a minute 17 remaining. Chihai still has a couple timeouts. Snap, spot. The kick is awry. No good. And it's still a Chihai lead. We'll be back in 60 seconds. Chihai football on WOGO Sports and Cardinal TV.
Get ready to experience the Maury's difference with Maury's Promise, unlike anything else in the industry. At Maury's, you get the best price first, pure and simple, from commission-free specialists. No haggling necessary. Maury's Eau Claire Subaru, Chippewa Falls, and Cadott Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. More great stores joining the Maury's team. Continuing the Chilson tradition. It's about shared passions for people, community, and customer experience. These are the only stores Maury's operates in the Eau Claire Chippewa Falls area, and they're thrilled to welcome everyone. Maury's, moving life forward.
Hi, I'm Dr. Steve Christo of Christo Orthodontics. Every child is unique, and so is the growth and development of their teeth and jaw. So there's no set time frame for kids to start orthodontic care. That's why annual orthodontic visits with an orthodontist are so important for children ages 7 to 11. Schedule your child's free annual orthodontic exam at Christo Orthodontics for an honest, expert evaluation of your child's orthodontic needs. No dental referral is needed, so call or visit ChristoOrthodontics.com today to get started.
Chihai football, WOGO Sports and Cardinal TV via CFHS Media on YouTube. Caleb Swenson, Dave Check, along with Mike Thompson on WOGO, Halley, Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls. Elena Halverson, our board operator and producer. Line drive kick, and Hebert's going to let this one go. What a boost. There by number 49, the kickoff specialist, Luke Sheehan, 6'2", 190. So Chihai scores the first 14 points of the game, now 13 unanswered for Middleton after Cooney misses the PAT after catching the touchdown pass. And we'll see what the Cardinals elect to do here. With two timeouts, minute 17 left, how aggressive do they want to be, knowing that Middleton is a little bit more on a roll here offensively and will get the second half kickoff?
Well, it's tough to say. The last series that they came out with about 4 minutes left, I would not have thought they would have been as aggressive as they were. So we'll see.
Usually you wait to see how your first down play goes to determine how the rest of the drive goes.
Chihai, three receivers left, single receiver right now, man in motion left to right. Flip to Hebert on the reverse. Hebert trying to turn the corner at the 20-yard line, evades one ankle tackle and steps out of bounds. Flags fly from behind. Hebert got maybe a yard. And this one, it looks like it could be going the opposite direction.
They wanted a flag there. Not sure exactly what that is, but the Cardinals getting flagged left and right tonight.
1 minute, 10 seconds remaining in the half, and Chihai marching back closer to their end zone. We'll have the Check Law Office check of the stats at halftime. We'll review some of the highlights of the first half. We'll break it down. 14-13 where we stand right now. Chihai holding a tenuous one-point lead against their fellow Cardinals from Middleton. Middleton the four seed. Host here. Shout out to Athletic Director Jamie Sims and his team for welcoming us to the booth here tonight.
Passing formation, I wouldn't expect them to be too aggressive here. Middleton only has one timeout.
First and 20. Potter goes left side. Toe-tapping catch nicely done by Boland at about the 19-yard line. Gets 9 yards back, so most of the penalty yardage. Boland had to go high for that one. Two hands for safety bring the ball down, maybe even got both feet down.
Yeah, it'd be a catch in the NFL. 1 foot for high school, 2 feet for NFL.
Bolin now split out to the right, trips to the left. Clock has stopped at 106, second and 11 after the gain of 9. From the shotgun with the back on his right hip is Noah Potter, the senior. Potter back to pass. Potter rolling out to his left. He's pressured. He's taken down.
Middleton's taking a timeout.
They still had three to use. Again, I thought Middleton used a timeout after that penalty.
They did. The scoreboard said they had two timeouts. So, but because we passed on that first play and we ran out of bounds, they didn't need to use it. So Cardinals now can't take the clock down, and Middleton knows it, which is why they call timeout. And here, you know, the Chihai's, it's not like Chihai's going to be aggressive on third down and 17. So Middleton's going to call another timeout and make us punt it in all likelihood.
We'll step out, be back in 30 seconds here on WOGO Sports. Closing minute of the first half. Chihai and Middleton, 1 point game, back in half a minute.
Rely on Grace Home Respiratory when you need your home medical supplies and equipment. With 24-hour on-call service, Grace Home Respiratory has dedicated, experienced staff to help you when you need it most, improving your quality of life, and now offering free shipping directly to your home. Call Grace Home Respiratory, your local connection for home medical equipment, service, and supplies. 715-832-RESP. Online at ghr-ec.com.
Welcome back. Cardinal football on WOGO Radio, 103.1 FM, AM 680, and WOGO.com. Also CFHS Media on YouTube. Great to have you with us tonight for this Level 1 playoff game. Noah Potter back to pass on the timeout. Potter over the middle, reaching for it at the 35-yard line. Incomplete. Laying out for it was Hediger. Incomplete, and Chihai will punt it away with 56 seconds left. Middleton looking for a good return to try to spark perhaps one more score here before the half. Harrison Armstrong, 5'9", 967-pound senior defensive back, will stand in Chihai territory. And if there ever was a time for a Colin Clary rocket, this would be it on 4th and 16. Clary, line drive kick, taken on a bounce at the 47-yard line of Chihai. Straight ahead, 40, flag flies inside the 30-yard line and down to the 28. Armstrong with a great return, but it seems like this one may be coming back. Flag thrown at the 35 of Chippewa Falls.
Still going to have great field position. You know, it's interesting. I had seen two timeouts up there when they called that one, and then you said that they didn't have one called, and now it's still sitting there at two. So I don't know what they have. I think they took the time off Chippewa Falls there, because Chippewa Falls had two, and now they're saying Chippewa Falls has one, which makes no sense. So hopefully the scoreboard's wrong and the refs have it. They should not have more than one timeout.
I guess we will see here with 47 seconds remaining, and again, where Middleton is going to start here, even after the penalty is marched off, would seem to be within Joey Pisaglia's range to get a ball to the end zone at any point. He has one of those arms where it seems like he can flick it 45 or 50 yards.
Well, with the amount of time that we left them with, you know, that incomplete pass really hurt, and also running out of bounds hurt. 47 seconds is an eternity for this quarterback.
And they'll start at the 45 of Chihai. Pisaglia flares it out left side, got Teff in the flat, and Teff is ripped down in the backfield, knifing into the backfield to make that tackle.
We got a no huddle here.
Colton Petska. A loss of six. Under 30 seconds to go when Pisaglia takes the snap. The junior steps up in the pocket, fires over the middle, one hops it to his man at the 30-yard line. Incomplete. 26 seconds left, third and 16. What a big play on first down there by Colton Petska.
That is, and now, you know, Middleton's kind of in the same position that the Cardinals were in. You know, certainly they're going to be aggressive and in all likelihood be four down territory if they get within 5 yards, but I don't think that they're as worried about giving Chihai the ball back with 26 seconds left.
Pisaglia back to pass with four wide. Pisaglia standing in the pocket, now flush off to his left under pressure, reverses direction, coming the other way. He's hit from behind, somehow escapes. Pisaglia still looking. He's going to go deep down the right side. Got a man open. Teff incomplete at the 10-yard line. Cardinals fans on the Chihai side holding their breath, hoping for no flag there. Two looks to be good bracketing coverage on Troy Teff. And my goodness, Pisaglia looking for his
our defensive lineman was just being held to the ground there. You know, he gets up wondering where the penalty is. There is no penalty. Hasn't been a penalty, I don't believe, on Middleton except for a procedural penalty.
Anytime you're a defensive player and the play lasts that long and can still be in good coverage, you've done an excellent job.
13 seconds left.
Cardinals have to look to put some pressure on here, come all out, because that's the only chance of getting something going.
Or Simon House in this one.
Kick angle to the far sideline, and Simon Fish will watch it sail out of bounds. Update from DeRay Field, where apparently the scoreboard is working now. And McDonald has been lighting it up in eight-player football, the two-versus-three matchup. McDonald, I'm hearing from Mark Halverson, with a big-time lead at the half, 39-0 over Wausau Newman. Of course, Wausau Newman won state in eight-player 2 years ago. Defeated McDonald 69-13 in Wausau on the way to that state championship. And McDonald maybe remembering that as this year's senior class was on that team.
Chai is going to take this one-point lead into the locker room. Good idea.
Potter will take a knee. Entertaining first half here from Middleton. We'll step out, be back in 3.5 minutes. We'll chat about a plan for the second half for Chai High. Take a check law office check of the stats, your halftime highlights as well. It's been a fun one so far. We're back in 3.5 here on WOGO Sports and CFHS Media on YouTube. At the break, it's Chippewa Falls 14, Middleton 13. Back in 3.5 minutes on WOGO Sports and Cardinal TV.
Get $250 when you switch to a Royal Credit Union checking account. Switch to Royal's Smart Checking account and enjoy no monthly fees or minimum balance, free mobile check deposits, and surcharge-free access to over 40,000 ATMs nationwide. Getting your $250 is easy. Open your Royal checking account, receive 2 payroll direct deposits, and you'll receive $250. See details and open your account today at rcu.org/checking bonus. Insured by NCUA.
Building a custom home can be daunting, but it doesn't have to be. At Ashley Construction, we make the process seamless and enjoyable. With 3D drafting, thoughtful design, accurate estimates, and expert guidance from start to finish, we take the stress out of building your dream home. Our innovative processes and the latest technology ensure a fun and rewarding experience. Our talented team of experts is dedicated to creating your high-quality custom home. Enjoy the full design build experience right here in the Chippewa Valley. Contact Ashley Construction today to get started.
At Chippewa Valley Financial Services, they know that taxes and bookkeeping are a necessary part of life and business, but often the last thing you'd like to be working on. With offices in Chippewa Falls and Eau Claire and a full staff of accountants, bookkeepers, and tax preparers, Chippewa Valley Financial Services stands ready to help businesses and individuals, taking away the burden and freeing up your time for what matters most. For taxes, accounting, and bookkeeping, there's only one name you need to know: Chippewa Valley Financial Services.
When it comes to indoor comfort, Kurth Heating and Cooling, your local Carrier factory authorized dealer, has a complete line of home heating products to keep your family comfortable. With smart temperature management and remote access options, it's easier than ever to control your home's climate. And Carrier energy efficient systems can help reduce utility bills without sacrificing comfort. For peace of mind and complete comfort, turn to the experts, Kurth Heating and Cooling.
At Freeze Financial Group, we work with clients to understand their life goals by helping build a definable and measurable path towards financial freedom. Our mission is to help make lives better, clients, team, and community, by optimizing true wealth. We are proud to support the Chi High football team in their run to the playoffs this season. Go Cards! Raymond James Financial Services, Inc. Member FINRA SIPC. Freeze Financial Group is not a broker-dealer and is independent of RJFS.
It may work for horseshoes and hand grenades, but sometimes close enough isn't good enough, especially when you need a boundary surveyed on your property. So call Heath Loken & Associates, LLC, professional land surveying. State licensed and fully insured, they can handle residential, commercial, and government land surveying with the very latest surveying equipment and mapping software. Call owner Jason Heath at 715-720-4000. Get it done right. Heath Loken & Associates, LLC, professional land surveying.
You've been waiting for the right time, the right season, the right price. Now is that time with select 2024 Polaris models that are built to go and priced to move. Stop into Airtech Sports during Polaris Deal Days for up to $3,000 off select Ranger, Razor, General, and Expedition models. Polaris Deal Days, going on now. Terms and conditions apply. See dealer for details. All riders should take a safety training course. Airtech Sports. Adventure begins here. Start now at airtechsports.com.
Halftime here in Middleton, home of the Cardinals. Your Chippewa Falls Cardinals with a one-point advantage. Middleton will receive the second half kickoff, 14-13 our halftime score. Caleb Swenson along with Dave Check here in the booth. Mike Thompson braving the chill on the sidelines as we're expected to get into the low 40s by the time this one ends. Entertaining first half, as you might expect, between the four and five teams, both 6-3, both in the top third of their conference. Dave Check, and Chi High scores the first 14 points of this contest. Middleton strikes back with 13 unanswered. It'll be an entertaining third and fourth quarter, we'd expect.
Yeah, it has been entertaining for the fans and, again, for the players. You know, they've done some really good things out there. Taken advantage of our speed, gotten to the outside on offense, scored some really fast and some big plays there. That's exactly what we need to do. And defensively, bend but don't break. They gave up one big play. You know, that second drive, I'm not going to blame that on the defense. And the defense really held them, even though they had that last drive that they could have potentially scored as well. What I will say is, you know, we can't make mistakes. And you talk about the penalties. The penalties are huge mistakes out there. But what's also a mistake, in my view, is, you know, you look at what we did, not only with the 3 minutes left in that drive, but with the drive where we had 57 seconds left, and we run out of bounds and we have an incomplete pass stopping the clock. That's huge. They could have hurt us bad there and wound up being up 21-14, you know, with more self-imposed things that we can control.
And I really think as momentum really was shifting again, especially in the second quarter to Middleton's side, being able to respond defensively when Middleton, even after the hold, still got the ball in plus territory with about a minute left, for Chi High's defense to be able to start with a spark with that 6-yard tackle for loss by Colton Petzka, sending again Middleton back behind the chains. I think that was a huge momentum shift, if not giving it back to Chippewa Falls, at least keeping Middleton from really taking control of this game. Because if they score three unanswered touchdowns and get the ball starting the third quarter, you could be in a bad position very quickly in the second half. And so again, I think we can't undersell just how important it was for Chi High to get that stop before the half.
Yeah, that was a huge series. And again, our defense, other than I would say on that, you know, one busted play, other than that, you know, almost every series has been solid. Now, the second touchdown drive that they had, we were put in a bad position with an interception that wound up taking the ball back. Then you wind up having a penalty after a relatively small play, but we thought it was a fumble. You know, like I said, and like Mike Thompson said, players are playing with fire out there, and it's tough. You know, the second penalty probably hurt us just as much, but when we give it to them half the distance, that's kind of, you know, mental mistakes. That's probably their worst drive. What can you say? I mean, other than two series, the defense have been outstanding out there.
Should be a fantastic second half, but we've got a lot more here at halftime. We'll have the Check Law Office check of the stats when we come back, and also your halftime highlights here on WOGO Sports and Cardinal TV. We're back in 3 minutes. This is Chi High Playoff Football. The Cards lead the Middleton Cardinals 14-13 at the break. Back in three.
What are customers saying about Post Glass and Mirror?
Amazing job on my screens and very friendly.
I absolutely love my new Lindsay vinyl windows.
Prices are the best in town, along with fast customer service.
Got two heavy glass shower doors from Post Glass and Mirror. High quality, excellent service.
When I picked up my car after they replaced my windshield, it was cleaner than when I brought it in.
For commercial or residential glass and recalibration of the advanced driver safety system after windshield replacement for any make and model, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. PostGlassandMirror.com.
I've thought about the theme for my son's first birthday party, safari. But their first trip to the dentist? Not sure where to start.
With advanced training to support infants, children, and teens, the board-certified pediatric dentists at Smiles in Motion Pediatric Dentistry are dedicated to making your child feel comfortable and welcome at every visit. They keep parents involved at every step of your child's dental journey, so you can help keep them smiling and develop healthy dental habits for life. Discover what makes them different at sim4kids.com.
Whether it's in education, business, or athletics, being part of a team is something truly special. This is Jamie Liebrandt, Market President at Northwestern Bank, and every day our team is here for you, for your family, your business, and your community. At Northwestern Bank, you'll find all the technology and services of big banks, but in a personal setting that shows that people are what we value most. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter. Member FDIC.
At Peterson Volker Funeral Chapel and Cremation Service, we know that the passing of someone you love is one of the hardest times you'll face.
And that's why, at Peterson Volker, it's our honor and privilege to create a personalized service that honors your loved one while supporting those left behind.
I'm Dana Lucier.
And I'm Luke Lucier.
And at Peterson Volker Funeral Chapel and Cremation Service, we are always here for you and our Chippewa Falls community.
PetersonVolker.com.
The Medicine Shop knows that getting sick is about as fun as biting into a fresh, crisp apple and finding half a worm. Sitting around a bonfire, but the smoke keeps following you around.
Oh, come on!
Or going to a football game. 30-20, and your team loses 42-0. Getting sick is no fun, but at least you have the Medicine Shop, personal service, minimal wait times, and free local delivery. The Medicine Shop in Chippewa Falls and Menominee.
On the court, the field, and the ice, leaders stand out. They innovate, inspire, and win at the highest level. And at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, they are the unquestioned leaders in orthopedic, brain, and spine care. Whether it's surgery to get your athlete back in the game or managing chronic pain so you can enjoy life again, call Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls. With a new and improved clinic and surgery center now open in Rice Lake. Book your appointment at cvosm.com.
Halftime here in Middleton. Chi High leading Middleton 14-13. A few other scores before we get to the Check Law Office check of the stats. McDonald back home at Duray Field leading Wausau Newman 39-0 in eight-player action. Coach Mark Maloney's squad off to a great start. Stanley Boyd leading Spooner 22-0. Thanks to Brandon Berg on Twitter for that. To Travis Nias on Twitter goes the credit for the Rice Lake score there over DeForest 32-6 at last check. DC Everest up big on Hudson, 33-14 in that Level 1 playoff game from Hudson. And winner of this one takes on the winner of Wanakee and Wausau West. That's a seven-point ball game. Wanakee leading West 14-7 at the break. Chad Holmes on Twitter from Bull Falls Radio with that. Time now for the Check Law Office check of the stats, brought to you by the Check Law Office and Dave Check, attorney, who also personally does the stats here. Dave, what's the story on the stat line? What jumps out at you from the first half?
Well, first of all, I'm going to have to admit that the key to the game was completely wrong, because I said control the line of scrimmage, and as it turns out, you know, both teams can say that we did a relatively decent job controlling the line of scrimmage, but we gave up two big plays, you know, but for those two big plays. So, you know, we look at that as saying, okay, we're doing pretty good on defense, give it up. Well, that's the same thing that they're saying. You know, Bolin busts out for a 78-yard run on the first play of scrimmage. You also wind up with Bolin having a 36-yard pass. But for a couple of plays, you know, this is a very low-scoring, very ball-controlled game that both teams probably think that they that the other team should have 14 points less than they do. But nonetheless, you know, offensively for the Cardinals, Potter 4-for-6, has one touchdown, one interception, total of 86 yards passing. Receiving, most of that was Bolin, who has three receptions for 79 yards and the 36-yard touchdown. Smith with the fourth catch for 7 yards. Rushing, you have leading the way was Bolin, that had 10 carries for 113 yards and one touchdown. LeMay had 2 carries for 5 yards. Deacon, 5 carries for 17 yards, and Hebert had 2 carries for 7 yards. So the Cardinals average 19 for 142 as a team for a 7.47-yard average. And again, you know, that's dominating, but you take away that 78-yard run, and it's a completely different story. Then all of a sudden you look at all those runs and you say, probably Middleton's doing pretty good. Same thing down on the other side, though. Quarterback for Middleton, 13 for 20 for 157 yards, 2 touchdowns. And rushing-wise, you know, we really dominated the line of scrimmage there. 11 carries for 45 yards, holding them to a 4-yard-per-carry average. So total yards, you know, they get 202, just over 200 yards. We wind up with about 200 and 20 yards. Very close game, though, between the two teams, both on the scoreboard and on the stats. He got one interception for each team that hurt him. And, I mean, very even. And if it kept going this way, obviously it could come down to who has the ball last. So advantage, at least, to Middleton in that they're going to start with the ball. But that doesn't mean that we don't finish with it.
That's your Check Law Office check of the stats, brought to you by the Check Law Office and Dave Check, attorney, making you part of the team. We'll step out, be back in 3 minutes with a highlight or two from the first half. Chi High leads Middleton 14-13 at the break. Back in 3 minutes on WOGO Sports and Cardinal TV.
Whether it's home ice, home field, or home court, every team knows the advantage of playing at home. And when your real estate search needs that extra boost as well, call me. Hi, I'm Holly Bovee from Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors. And for over two decades, I've been helping families find their homes right here in Chippewa Falls and the surrounding communities. Put my experience to work for you. Buying or selling, it pays to have that home team advantage. Call me anytime at 715-577-HOME or find me at hollybovee.com.
Pillar Bank brings 140 years of banking experience to you, conveniently located with Caribou Coffee on County Road I, Chippewa Falls.
At Pillar Bank, you'll see and talk to people you know. We're not an impersonal corporate bank with lots of red tape. We are a straightforward local bank who knows our customers and does what is right. Hi, I'm Neil Mathwig, and I invite you to visit us, meet our staff, open an account, or talk with us about our personal, business, or agricultural needs. We're local banking done right.
Visit pillar.bank today.
Sometimes it's good to wait, like waiting for your pizza to cool before taking that first bite.
Yow!
Or waiting to make sure you really want that tattoo.
No regrets.
But you shouldn't wait when calling Wasgalla Plumbing and Heating for a check and clean of your home's furnace. Many homeowners don't even think about their home's heat until they need it, and by then...
Oh, so cold.
It's a little too late. So get your furnace check and clean from the pros at Wasgalla, 839-0707 or wasgalla.com.
Ready to kickstart your next chapter? Whether you're still in high school, freshly graduated, or seeking a new path, CVTC's hands-on programs will give you the skills to succeed. Join us in Eau Claire and River Falls at the CVTC Fall Open House, Thursday, November 7th, to discover how our fast, flexible, and affordable programs will get you started in a great-paying, rewarding career. Register today for a chance to win great prizes. Visit cvtc.edu/fall.
Your brand new Culver's of Chippewa Falls, located at Chippewa Crossing Boulevard next to Festival Foods, is now open. Locally owned and operated with the hometown hospitality you know and love. Cook-to-order butter burgers, real Wisconsin cheese curds, and of course, that fresh frozen custard. Culver's of Chippewa Falls is also hiring for all positions and all shifts, including management. Crew members enjoy great benefits, meal discounts, and wages up to $18 an hour. Apply today at culvers.com/careers. Your brand new Culver's of Chippewa Falls is now open. See you soon.
I'm Jack Strand, and I've partnered with the Check Law Office. As a quarterback for Bloomer and now at a Division II college, I have learned the importance of having a solid team on your side. Athletics has also taught me the importance of leadership, community, and dedication. These are the same skills that Attorney Check brought to the Chippewa Valley and built his firm around 25 years ago. Community has been a big part of that process, and Attorney Check served as president of both the YMCA board as well as the school board. The Check Law Firm model has always been teamwork. Don't hesitate to join our team.
Halftime, let's hear one of the calls of the first half, how it sounded here on WOGO Sports and Cardinal TV. And WOGO.com, Chi High will start first and 10 from their own 22-yard line. Double wing, double tight formation. Back to pass, Noah Potter actually giving it off the right side. And look out, there goes Jackson Boland.
Gone.
To the 50, the 40, the 30, the 25, the 20, the 10, the 5, the end zone, touchdown. 78 yards to the house on the first play of the game. And that's how you make a statement in the playoffs.
Caleb, I just love stepping out of the way and letting you get the highlights there. That is just exciting. First play of the game, I was going to say run to the right away from their two big fellas. That's exactly what they did, and our speed took over. That's the shot in the arm you need, because this is a team that we're going to have a hard time if we have to play from behind.
We'll get to the second half highlights and the first half highlights in our post-class post-game show brought to you by Post-Class and Mirror. We're back in 2 minutes with a second half kickoff in a one-point game, level one football, Chi High at Middleton on WOGO Sports. Back in two.
Rely on Grace Home Respiratory when you need your home medical supplies and equipment. With 24-hour on-call service, Grace Home Respiratory has dedicated, experienced staff to help you when you need it most. improving your quality of life, and now offering free shipping directly to your home. Call Grace Home Respiratory, your local connection for home medical equipment, service, and supplies. 715-832-RESP. Online at ghr-ec.com.
Step into the future with TTM Technologies, a global leader in technology solutions. TTM in Chippewa Falls is hiring for second shift, third shift, and weekend shift production associates, including a $2,000 sign and stay bonus, competitive pay, an on-site health clinic, and award-winning benefits, plus a $2,000 sign and stay bonus. Be a part of something big. Join the team at TTM Technologies in Chippewa Falls. Apply online today at ttmtech.jobs. That's ttmtech.jobs.
Get ready to experience the Maury's difference with Maury's Promise. Unlike anything else in the industry, at Maury's you get the best price first, pure and simple, from commission-free specialists. No haggling necessary. Maury's Eau Claire Subaru, Chippewa Falls, and Cadott Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. More great stores joining the Maury's team, continuing the Chilson tradition. It's about shared passions for people, community, and customer experience. These are the only stores Maury's operates in the Eau Claire Chippewa Falls area, and they're thrilled to welcome everyone. Maury's, moving life forward.
Chi-Hi Football and WOGO Sports, Caleb Swenson, Dave Check, Mike Thompson with you on WOGO Radio, 103.1 FM, AM 680, and WOGO.com. Great to have you with us via CFHS Media on YouTube as well. Cardinal live stream crew.
Baldwin Woodville putting up some serious points on Nick Bowles' Oconto Falls team, up 51-14 at half.
Jared Erickson will boot it from left to right as we see it here at Brighton Box Stadium to start the second half. The run-up and the kick, he got his right leg into that one. It'll drive the returner back to the 8-yard line, straight ahead between the hashes. 15 cutting outside of the 20-yard line. Big collision at the 20. Looked like Colton Petzka once again in on that play. He has a nose for the football. And Middleton will start first and 10, trailing 14-13 to your Chippewa Falls Cardinals as we are 6 seconds into the second half.
You know, I just thought of something. Once again, we are into the second half, and we have 14 points, but we still haven't been into the Johnson roll-off red zone, have we?
We have not. And the score is coming from 78 and 37 yards out. A run and then a pass, Jackson Boland. Pasaglia back to pass, yet again, throws it right side, got a man just across the 20-yard line, escaping a couple Chi-High defenders across the 25 and close to a Middleton first down. To start the second half, Troy Teff, and we've called his name again and again.
Jalen Smith did a good job of getting off a block and getting to Teff as quickly as he could.
And shout out to Noah and Brad, our CFHS Media live stream crew. Bring the video action along with your WOGO Sports play-by-play back to everyone home. Pasaglia throws it out left side. That's Rogers. Rogers breaks away from one tackle, 30-35, dragged out of bounds near the 40-yard line. Chase Rogers, who's caught one touchdown pass, can't get away from Dakin eventually, but broke the first tackle and moves the chains for the Middleton Cardinals. .11:41 to go, third quarter. Ball on the 39, Middleton side of midfield. 14-13, the Cardinals lead. The Cardinals Chi-High with the lead over the home team, Middleton. Guerrero in motion, left to right. Pasaglia, high snap, throws it out, and one hops it, looking for Teff. Looks like they're trying to set up a little bit of a bubble screen out there, maybe a kind of a delayed screen, really, as Guerrero was running across, and then Teff would have had some blocking set up for him.
I have to brush up on my rules. I think those receivers can block downfield as long as that pass is caught behind the line of scrimmage.
I think that sounds right to me.
Going to bring up a second and 10 for Middleton with 11:37 to go, early going third quarter, one-point ball game. Level one matchup. Give off the left side, a rare run for Middleton, and there's some room across the 45-yard line. Look to be Jackson on the carry as he will make this a third and much more manageable. Elijah Jackson has been impressive. 6'2", 195, the senior, runs hard. Junior, excuse me. And he's at the 46-yard line, still on the Middleton side of midfield. And the Cardinals right back to the line on third and two. From the pistol, Pisaglia give to Jackson again. 45-yard line, stiff arms a man up to midfield. Got past Simon Fish. He's checked out of bounds by Owen Hediger. But Jackson moves the chains. And again, this is not a Middleton team that runs the ball a lot, but able to do so effectively at times here tonight when they've needed to. Now trips in a tight slot to the left. Ball at the 49 of Chi High. Teff wide to the right. Rogers in motion left to right. Pisaglia fakes the handoff. Rolling out to his right. Cleary bearing down him. Going over the middle. Incomplete.
Guyton Patro.
Patro had a bead on that one.
Excellent play by Guyton there. Knocking it away. Good closing speed on that. That play was the play they scored on in the first half. They got Teff running a hitch at the sticks. And they run a backside post. Hard to defend.
And Pisaglia just dots Guerrero with the ball. But Patro, as you mentioned, the catch-up speed, knocking it away at the last moment.
Yeah, Patro saved a touchdown there. Aggressive play going for the interception. It did get through, and the receiver had a chance to catch that. But great play closing on that.
Guerrero in motion with four wide receivers. Pisaglia back to pass. Pisaglia has time. Now he's rolling out to his right. Still looking right. Pumps. Throws it right side. Got a man at midfield. Buried very quickly after a gain of maybe one. Just not a lot of room to go there. And was that Petzka once again on the stop? There was some running room available if Colton Petzka does not make that tackle in the open field.
It's a big play as they are in four down territory if they get maybe 3 or 4 yards on this play.
Third and nine for Middleton. Ball at the 48 of Chi High. Guerrero again in motion left to right. Twin receivers left. Pisaglia back to pass. Immediate heavy pressure. Rolling out to his right. Pisaglia
still
looking at a block in the back. This is going to bring this one back as Pisaglia is still looking. Throws it right side. Got a man, I believe, inside the 35-yard line. But Colton Petzka, someone just shoved him between the 8 and the 5 on the back of his jersey.
Clipped him right in the back. So good for Middleton that they completed that pass because they are going to force Chi High to take that penalty as opposed to probably declining and enforcing a punt. But now they're going to have an opportunity to have a third and about 20. It'll be third and 19.
We'll send it down to our rules analyst, Mike Thompson. Mike, do they enforce that one from the line of scrimmage or from the point of the foul?
Typically, it'd be the previous line of scrimmage unless it was in front of that line of scrimmage.
So that will bring it back to the 42-yard line, Middleton side of the field, and third and 19. So third and 9 becomes third and 19. Again, no problem for Pisaglia in terms of arm strength here. And, of course, you want to keep an eye on Teff. Five wide, empty backfield for the junior, Joey Pisaglia. Three receivers left, twin receivers right. Pisaglia back to pass, has a clean pocket right now, still dancing around, now being pursued by Hagman. Pisaglia rolls out to his right, throws right side, incomplete, dropped at the 42-yard line of Chippewa Falls, 4th and 19. Man was open. Once again, Pisaglia gunned it in there.
Yeah, and he was open just because he's given all the time in the world. He was covered. Very good defensive coverage for probably the first 10 seconds of that play. But, you know, there's just no way that you can keep players that are now broken off their routes and doing whatever they want from being open. So, you know, if he would have caught that ball, we would have been in that situation of 4th and 3, 4th and 4, where I think they would have went for it. Now they got a punt.
Simon Fish will stand at his own 21-yard line here, awaiting the kick. It's high. A little short, and Simon will take it at the 30-yard line, straight ahead to the 35, 36, maybe the 37-yard line. Honestly, I thought he called fair catch. I just assumed that he would, but fielding it cleanly and taking it straight ahead for about 7 yards, Simon Fish, the senior.
There was a defensive player that actually went 2 yards behind him, which is what made it look like he would have called fair catch, because definitely taking a chance on getting smucked as soon as he hit it.
Talk about concentration there, Simon Fish. And Chi High, the defense, does their job, stops the Middleton Cardinals, and now the Chi High Cardinals, leading 14-13, will start the ball 13 yards away from plus territory on their own 37. Hebert in motion left to right. Give up the middle and nowhere to go. Maybe a loss of 1, if not 2 yards. And there's a play for the big fellow, Quinnon Burks. Again, 6 foot, 344 pounds at the nose.
And he had all of that weight on top of Dakin at the end of the play as Dakin comes out. Not sure if that's Krista that's going to replace him in there. Yeah. Looks like it's number 13 in the backfield.
So that'd be Hediger. Hediger to the right hip of Noah Potter. Takes a waist-high snap. Heavy pressure. Potter goes left side. He's looking for Hebert. Incomplete inside the 35-yard line. Taking a shot. Double coverage out there.
Yeah, you know, I will say he had it. He also put that in a perfect spot. But unfortunately, Middleton's defense was also perfect there as well. So just well played by both teams.
Yeah, Sammy will tell you he probably should have caught that one, but he also was trying to keep the Middleton guy off of him. He had pretty good coverage there. Good throw, unfortunate spot. Missed that one.
And we've seen Potter throw the one interception where it sailed a little bit on him, but overall, he has put the ball in some good spots for his receivers to make plays, including a couple of long ones to Jackson Boland. 37-yard touchdown toss. Third and 12, Chi-High from their own 35. Twin receivers right and left.
Got to get the playoff.
Potter takes the snap just in time. Potter, heavy pressure, throws it right side. Coming back to make the catch is Boland at the 45-yard line. Did he catch that?
He did. Ball bounce out of bounds.
Incomplete.
Fourth and 12, and the Cardinals will punt.
So Chi-High goes three and out, and they'll send it right back to Middleton as the defense is stiffening up here. Harrison Armstrong, dangerous returner, will stand right around the 30-yard line. Colin Clary to punt this one away. 8:43 to go in the third quarter, 14-13 Chi-High. High snap, pressure comes heavy, line drive kick, and Armstrong is going to feel this one on a bounce at the 23-yard line, being pursued across the 30-yard line, has some blocking to the 35 to the 40. Big collision by Clary, the punter. We'll see where the ball is marked. I think near the 41-yard line is where they'll say Armstrong stepped out. And that is...
We have number 13 was on the sideline of Middleton, down hurt in the middle of all their players. Now he's coming out to play defense. Is that
Hediger, I think, is going to...
Yeah, he's got a little bit of a limp, probably involved in a collision on the sideline.
So they're going to start with the ball at the 41. Again, I got all the confidence in the world in our defense, but there's only so many times you can give that ball back three and out without putting a lot of pressure on this defense, especially with the tempo that they go at. Defensive linemen are forced to try to do a 10-yard sprint to the quarterback play after play.
Five wide, empty backfield, man in motion out of the backfield, flip to Jackson. Jackson on the right side, dragged down right at the line of scrimmage, maybe even lost a yard.
Colin Clary, that was a great play coming from his position, making an open field tackle.
You know, you look where he came from on that play and the amount of time that they had to cover there to get that loss of one. Again, just a lot of pressure condition-wise on the defense.
Flags fly. Before the snap, looks to be a procedure penalty against Middleton. Quick update from back home in Chippewa Falls. Mark Halverson letting us know that it's 45-0 McDonald rolling against Wausau Newman. That level one playoff game back at Duray. Winner presumably taking on Owen Withy, pending the result of that game. 8:08 to go here in this one in the third quarter. Second and 16 for the Middleton Cardinals. They trail your Chippewa Falls Cardinals 14-13. Joey Pasaglia, the junior, back to pass. Stands tall in the pocket. He's got all day back there. Rolling out to his right. Pasaglia looking,
flags
fly. Pasaglia still dancing around, still looking. Floats it down the right side out of bounds.
Oh, no. Now we have a flag on the defensive side after we had a guaranteed hold. I mean, how long can the defensive guys go back there without somebody doing something? It was 25 seconds on that play. So I think we're going to get offsetting plays here. And it's disappointing because as a defensive back, you don't know that you got that holding penalty as a guarantee.
The officials conferencing near the 35-yard line. Wait for the official indication here.
And that would have been a huge play. You know, like Mike said, it would be from the line of scrimmage, which is unfortunate because the hold was about 10 yards behind the line of scrimmage. And in college, I think that would have been setting them up for third to about 30.
So offsetting holds. As you mentioned earlier, Chi-High still looking for their first foray into the Johnson Roll-Off Red Zone. Of course, Johnson Roll-Off, your local roll-off dumpster service, making recycling easy. Dumpsters for any size project with haul-away and disposal services for the majority of West Central Wisconsin. JohnsonRollOffService.com. Second and 16. Middleton will get another crack at this from their own 35-yard line. Pistol formation. Pasaglia give to Jackson, and Jackson running hard off right end and still pushing the pile across the 45-yard line near the 47. Gain of 12. And that'll set up third and four for Middleton.
And again, you look at what happened with the defense on the last play. Every single player there, from defensive lineman to linebacker, probably ran about 45 yards by the time that play was done. And they've got to be just gassing already, even after three plays.
Third and four. Guerrero motions behind the line of scrimmage. Give right up the middle. That's Jackson. He's cut down maybe a yard shy of the line to gain right at midfield. Jackson knocked down, and we'll see what Middleton elects to do here. They're going to bring in their heavy package.
Yeah, this is a tough one, but the Cardinals stopped him last time by going right around the block of the big fellow. So if they can do it again, this would be a huge stop on fourth down.
I've also seen on tape where Pasaglia will start from the gun, then rush up to the line. They'll do kind of the brotherly shove out of this formation. He'll send Teff out wide to the left. Pasaglia now will rush up to the line. He will take the snap straight ahead, shy high, tries to stack it up. Pasaglia, that's going to be close.
It should be a measurement, but watch the refs. They're going to say first down here.
It looks like it probably is enough. I'm not sure if you got a better view of that.
Well, the one ref on the other side looks like he's short, but they're just going to call it a first down with no measurement.
Difficult thing with those plays is the wing officials, who are the furthest ones from the ball, have to spot that ball. That's tough. You can't see the ball. There's no way they can see the ball from there.
Yeah, and I guess I just don't understand the lack of a measurement there. Maybe I'm wrong. I mean, we're looking at it right down the line, and it probably had it by a couple of inches. But
first and 10 from the 49 of Chai High. From the gun, Pasaglia, pistol formation rather, give to Jackson. He's upended at the 47-yard line, falls forward to the 45. Halfway through the third quarter, Chai High still that most tenuous of advantages, leading 14-13 by a single point here at Middleton. Cardinals against Cardinals, the 5-seed Chai High against the 4-seed Middleton here at Otto Breitenbach Stadium. And Middleton, Wisconsin, for this Level 1 Division 1 WIA tournament game. Pasaglia back to pass. Hagman bearing down on him. Pasaglia escapes. Braden still coming after him. Pasaglia still looking, and now he'll throw it to Guerrero. Flag on the play, and Guerrero is loose at the 35 to the 30, 25-20, undercut.
Hopefully this will come back. I don't know if I see the hat down, which is usually what you see, but I think he came from out of bounds to catch that ball.
It's either that or a legal guy downfield, but likely on Middleton.
And now a Middleton player down far side of the field.
So, Mike, while we're waiting for that call, tell me, I didn't think it was legal to do the tush push in high school. I don't think you can assist the runner, can you?
You cannot. In high school, you cannot. You can push your own other blockers or your own guys to pretend like you're pushing the defense, but you can't push the guy with the ball.
Yeah, and I'm not saying that they did, because I didn't really see that close up, but, I mean, clearly they got their big guys pushing the other linemen up there, and that's a lot of weight pushing against that wall.
Guerrero was the injured player, and he's walking off unassisted now.
So the ref standing back here at the 44.
And again, Braden Hagman, who had four tackles for loss and two sacks last week against Menominee, just has to be saying, what do I need to do to get this kid on the ground, as Pasaglia somehow escaped not once but really twice.
Ineligible man downfield, I believe, is what that signal is. So I think you were right on that, Mike.
Yeah, the hat wasn't off. That would tell you he came from out of bounds. So the wing official's got to hold your position on those pass plays. And obviously, as the play develops toward you, it's not easy to do. But lineman downfield is his responsibility.
So they will march this one off against Middleton. Stop into AirTech Sports at one of their many locations. You've been waiting for the right time, the right season, the right price. Now is that time. Polaris Deal Day is going on now. Up to $3,000 off select Ranger, Razor, General, and Expedition models at AirTech Sports. That's AirTech Sports. Appreciate their support of Chi High Athletics here on WOGO.
So that's a huge penalty normally, and it's even bigger there, as the ball would have been at about the 20-yard line. So that's going to be a 40-yard penalty for Middleton, as they are now going to have a second and 21.
From their own 40-yard line, Pasaglia from the pistol. Sing receiver right, twins to the left. Give right up the middle, and there's a big crease across midfield, pounding into Chai.
Ball's out, yeah.
The ball's loose. It's loose, and Chai has it. What would have been a Middleton first down turns into a turnover, and it's first and 10. Chai High at the 41.
Bend but don't break, baby. That's exactly what they're doing out there. Big, huge turnover. Cardinals got to take advantage here on offense, do what they know they can do.
Jalen Smith, awesome open field tackle, but he's always working for that football. Pops that one free. Colton Petska, Johnny on the spot. Big time turnover. We need points on this drive.
Oh, my goodness.
And that was about a 19-yard run. You know, it's going to count as a 19-yard run and a fumble. Great timing for that. Now, the Cardinals have to hang on to the ball and get a couple of first downs and give our defense a break.
First and 10 from their own 41. Double wing, double tight. Flip to the right side. Bolin is hit in the backfield. There's flags all over the play. A huge loss. As knifing in there was Jalen Jeffries.
Probably also have a hold, but I would think that that's going to be declined since we have about a loss of, I think maybe 7 is where he's standing. Well, actually, the ball's all the way back to the 30, so we have a loss of 11, even without the penalty.
I think they're going to go block in the back is my guess, which the block in the back actually pushed that defender into Jackson Boland.
Yeah, definitely didn't help, but they're going to decline that penalty as we're going to sit here now with us. So, again, you know, all the offense has to do is just kind of hang on to it a little bit. Our defense is doing great. Now we're in a position where we, in all likelihood, have to pass to get a first down.
Second and 21 of their own for Chai High after forcing a second and 21 for Middleton. Four wide, trips to the left, single receiver right. From the shotgun, Noah Potter. Potter, rainbows down the left side. He's looking for Hebert, hung it up. Hebert goes up. Did he pull that in? Did not.
So, on that last play, who was it that got credit for the loss of 11 rush?
That was Jeffries, I believe. Jalen Jeffries, number 6. And Boland had the ball, was on the receiving end of that tackle. Third and 21 now for Chai High.
I like that attempt to try to get a big play with Sammy. He was one-on-one. It's just that they had a DB over the top. He made a lot of ground and made a nice play on that.
Three receivers left. Jackson Boland, lone receiver to the right side. Third and 21 for Chai High. A one-point lead, 14-13, 4:40 to go. Potter throws right side, looking for Boland. High points it, and he couldn't pull it in. Big collision at midfield.
That would have been a great effort by Boland going up for that ball in double coverage. He would have caught it at the 50, would have set up a fourth down and won. But as it stands, our offense winds up punting the ball from the 30. When they originally started with the ball at the 40.
Harrison Armstrong, dangerous returner, will stand at his own 36, awaiting this punt from Colin Clary on a chilly late October night. Good snap, pressure moderate. Kick carries to Armstrong, fields it at the 37, cutting laterally across the field to the 40-yard line, 45. He's got a convoy, 50, 45. 40, still on his feet, dancing inside of the 35-yard line, breaks another tackle inside the 30 and down to the 28, and Middleton set up with a golden opportunity to take the lead. 4:25 to go in the third quarter. They trail Chai High 14-13, and this Chippewa Falls defense that is not getting a lot of rest.
So it's interesting, you know, from the defensive perspective, you get a fumble that you cause at the 40-yard line. Three plays later, you get the ball back, and they're 10 yards further knocking at your door at the 30-yard line.
Chai High defense forced a turnover last possession. They could certainly use another here. Pasaglia from the pistol, high snap. Pasaglia throws right side, got a man, big collision just outside the 35-yard line, far side of the field. That was Teff once again. Jalen Smith with the takedown. Gain of just 3 after a solid one-on-one man-to-man tackle from Jalen Smith. Pasaglia brings them right back to the line. Two receivers left, single receiver right from the pistol. Give right up the middle. That's Jackson. Jackson will make his way down inside the 35-yard line to the 34. Another gain of 3, excuse me, the 24-yard line. Third and about 4 coming up. Petsko once again on the stop.
These are difficult games to play in for your defensive linemen who typically work a lot of body and work some running plays. They got a lot of sprinting going on tonight.
four wide. Twins left and right. Now a man in motion right to left for Pisseglia again from the pistol. Pisseglia got a man left side. That's Rogers. Rogers hit by Dakin. Spins him down into another couple Chi-High defenders. Back maybe to the line of scrimmage. It's going to be fourth and right around four for Middleton. And I'm not sure if they're even thinking kick here. Probably contemplate it, depending
many
on
many plays that they have on fourth and five, especially with the way they have been running the ball lately. So the Cardinals definitely have to worry about pass. But
fourth and four, Middleton going for it. Four wide, twins left and right. Man in motion left to right from the pistol. Pisseglia the junior back to pass on fourth and four. Pisseglia dancing, still waiting. Flushed out to his left now. Pisseglia has lots of room to run. Now he's still looking. Throws it left side. Incomplete! And Chi-High turns over the Cardinals on defense on fourth and four. What great coverage down the field. Pisseglia forced off his spot multiple times and sails the pass.
Yeah, that credit obviously goes to the defensive backfield. Now, I don't know what kind of pressure we're putting on them up front, whether we're blitzing, but it looks like we're only sending four. But they're not getting in there, giving them way too much time, and all the credit in the world there to the defensive backfield. And once again, we get the ball back at the 25-yard line. Offense has, or 24-yard line. Offense has to do something with it here.
We need a drive just to give the defense a little bit of a breather.
Exactly.
Here.
Give to Drake Dakin. Dakin spins away from the first line of defenders. We'll get maybe a yard. We talked about this Middleton defense. So much attention paid to Pisseglia with good reason. Prolific offense. Troy Teff. But this Middleton defense, once they settle into the game, they are a formidable foe.
I don't think we've seen Boland with a rush this half yet.
The negative rush on the last possession, I believe, was the last time he touched the ball. The loss of 11 yards, but now Chi-High will split it out. Talon Schiltz on the right side, the sophomore. Give to Boland. Boland breaks one tackle. Now he'll split outside the numbers to the 30-yard line up to the 33. We'll make it a third and short. May even give him the 34.
All right. Now, when you say negative yardage, I thought Jeffries was the guy with the negative 11
yardage. Oh, I'm sorry. Jeffries was the one who made the stop.
Okay.
For Middleton.
So that was Boland. I was wondering who Jeffries was. But.
Third and one. Just over 90 seconds to go in the third quarter. Chi-High holding the lead 14-13. Ball on their 33. Double wing, double tight. Early movement, and Chi-High may have just made their job a lot more difficult.
Getting this first down is so huge, and now they're getting different personnel out there.
Unfortunately, kind of a rehash of what we saw in the Hudson game, where the Cardinals in some critical down and distances and in short yardage. Those pre-snap penalties.
Just erased most of the yardage that Boland got there to put us in good position.
Last time we were here, Sam ran him off deep, and then Jalen had a catch at the sideline. Let's see if they do the same thing.
Third and six. Twin receivers light left, single receiver right. Noah Potter from the shotgun on third and six. Potter holding now, rolling out to his right. Potter going to try and tuck it and keep it, and he will not go anywhere. As that's Jeffries once again with the play. And the Cardinals go three and out. Under a minute to go in the third quarter. And it's going to be Middleton football. After this punt from Colin Cleary.
You know, I think a lot of that's on the Chi-High receiver that he's got to break that route off. You got to either head towards the sideline or head back to the quarterback. But that was a broken play at that point.
Heavy pressure. Punt away. Armstrong fields it at the 40-yard line. Looked like close to a block in the back, and that will be flagged as Armstrong across the 50-yard line inside the 45, down close to the 40. But the gunner for Chi-High, Ian Denning, was right in the grill of Armstrong, and he got shoved from behind between the 1 and the 1. And that will make it a little worse starting field position for Middleton.
And again, but for that block in the back there, the defense would have gotten the ball back at about the exact same position that they left with it on a four and out.
Ian Denning is a pretty good playmaker, really good speed on our kickoff and our punt team. He made that play happen, and that was the penalty on the Middleton guy. He had to push him in the back to get him off the ball carrier from Middleton.
23 seconds left to go in the third quarter. So far, No scoring here in the third frame. 14-13, Chi High leads by one. Cardinals scored the first 14 points of the game. The Middleton Cardinals scored the next 13 straight.
I'd like to get to this fourth quarter and let them have a little bit of a breather. Hopefully they can get one more stop. And
Pasaglia from the pistol. High snap. Delayed give right up the middle. Jaquish in on the stop very quickly. Up to the 35-yard line is Whitehall. And that may take us to the end of the quarter.
So that was just an excellent quarter so far for our defense. But, again, you just don't know how much they can hold on and do that.
We'll get a break here. We'll step out for a break as well. Back in 1 minute. The final frame begins then. Chi High 14, Middleton 13. Don't go away. We've got a great playoff game brewing. Back in 1 minute on WOGO.
Chippewa Auto Body and Service in Chippewa Falls wants to kick off your fall by getting your car ready for optimal performance on Wisconsin roads. With over 60 years of experience, their technicians are ready for the game with alignment services, tire touchdowns, brakes, diagnostic checks, and free car washes with every oil change. Your satisfaction, our priority. Chippewa Auto Body and Service wants to make your experience as stress-free as possible with early hours, nightly key drop, and why not go for the end zone with a beautifully detailed car? Chippewa-Auto.com.
Great players may get headlines, but it takes teamwork to win championships. And when it comes to your family's dental health, Dr. Daniel Wynn and Dr. Annie McLaughlin have created a championship team at Wynn Family Dentistry. Wynn Family Dentistry is proud to be a part of our Chippewa Falls community and wishes all our Chi High and McDonald student athletes a safe and successful season. Go Cards and go Max from Dr. Daniel Wynn and Dr. Annie McLaughlin at Wynn Family Dentistry in Chippewa Falls.
12 minutes left in the regular season for one of these two teams, Chi High and Middleton, 1 point separating them. Middleton balls. We start the fourth quarter. Joey Pasaglia going to keep it himself to the 35-yard line, angling out of bounds. He's hit by Colton Petzka and toppled to the turf. It'll bring up third and mid-range for the Middleton Cardinals. Caleb Swenson, Dave Check, Mike Thompson with you on WOGO 103.1 FM AM 680 and WOGO.com. McDonald running away from their game back at Duray 52-8. They topple Wausau Newman, moving on to level two. Congratulations to McDonald. Back to passes, Pasaglia. Chi High getting a push up the middle with Krista. Pasaglia rolling off to his left. He's got a man wide open to the 38-yard line, to the 40, angling out of bounds. First down and more for Troy Teff. Experienced senior receiver found a lot of open space.
Yeah, you know, I think he was the release valve and open pretty much the whole time. That's not a matter of him becoming open or coming back to the ball or doing anything. It's just a matter of having too much time to look to the fourth or fifth guy.
Middleton, first and 10 now from their own 46-yard line, trailing Chi High 14-13. Pasaglia with an empty backfield, back to pass. Cleary bearing down on him. Pasaglia rolling out from his left, looking for a man inside the 40-yard line. Sailed the pass too high as Cleary was breathing down his neck.
Yeah, you know, I think we might have got a little bit lucky there as the quarterback took a really hard hit a little bit after he threw that ball. A lot of times, yeah, especially at home, you might get that call.
That was Colin Cleary coming around the edge and just going with a full head of steam. Hard to hold up on that one.
Yep, he took a hit.
Twin receivers right, single receiver left from the pistol. Give right up the middle for Middleton. That looks to be Jackson as he will cross midfield and pound the pile forward for a couple more yards down to the 48-yard line of Chippewa Falls. And no scoring in the third quarter. Chi High has not scored since early in the second. They went ahead 14-0, Middleton 13 straight points.
Middleton is starting to get a lot more confident with their running game.
Troy Teff on our side, the near side of the field here at Brighton Box Stadium, trips to the left. Pasaglia, the junior who passed for his 30th and 31st touchdowns from the pistol, looking left the whole time, now rolling left. Pasaglia breaks contain, and he will rush for a first down inside the 45-yard line down to the 44 of Chi High.
Took another hit, but got another first down.
Five was enough to move the chains for the Middleton Cardinals. 10:27 is where the clock is stopped. Stelter Incorporated, a legacy of the highest quality and longest-lasting concrete for three generations. Stelter Inc. has been turning dreams into reality and is always proud to support local sports. Visit StelterIncorporated.com. And trips left. Single receiver Teft to the right. Pasaglia back to pass. The junior looking, waiting, still all the time. The world throws over the middle, sliding catch inside the 35-yard line. Very close to a first down. It will be enough with a yard to spare.
I don't want to sound like a homer, but I saw three holds on that one play just now.
I saw at least one of those here on the near side.
This really feels like that second to the last drive of the first half where there's a certain extent of getting walked in.
Trips left, single receiver right, Pasaglia from the pistol. Give right up the middle on the read option. That's Jackson, and Jackson burrows his way inside the 30-yard line, down close to the 25 to make it second and short for the Middleton Cardinals. Again, this Chi-High defense has been on the field a lot in the last two-plus quarters. The Middleton defense has really settled in. Cardinals offense still looking for a first down. Pasaglia, give to Jackson. Jackson, with a man on his back, Jaquish, falls forward down close to the 20-yard line. That'll move the chains for Middleton once again.
Last four rushes have just been chunking it off 5-7, 5-6. And again, that's not what they were doing at the beginning of the game. And you got a feeling a lot of that is just due to exhaustion on the defense.
Trips to the left, Teft to the right. With four wide, Pasaglia throws a bubble screen left side at the 20-yard line. Chi-High quickly in pursuit, but a gain of close to five for the Middleton Cardinals. Winner of this takes on the winner of Wausau West and Wanakee over at Wanakee, not too far away.
Looks like it's probably closer to a 7-yard gain on that one.
3 minutes gone by here in the fourth quarter. Pasaglia again, the give right up the middle. Chi-High misses the tackle and still pushing the pile. Looks to be Jackson inside the 10-yard line, down to the 5. It's first and goal, Middleton. And now Middleton looking like they will bring in that jumbo package once again with their nose tackle.
Yeah, you know, I don't know why they would right now other than to that's what they do when they get close yardage, but they've just wore the Cardinal defense down. Just continue to pound it with the offense you have.
Whitelow in the backfield. The give to Whitelow, and I believe actually the nose tackle that time who came into the backfield, Burks, may have moved a little quickly, and it will be a false start.
And again, that's, you know, that's a good thing for the Cardinals that he did that, but I'm not sure why you do that. Your offense was doing a great job out there. Last chunk plays 8, 5, 7, 5, 6. The defense is gassed. The passing plays were 7, 10, and 11. I mean, right now you can tell defense doesn't have much left, so I don't know why they take a chance on getting an offense that's not out there used to what they're doing.
First and goal from the 11. Clock keeps ticking at 8:20 and counting. Chi-High leading 14-13, but Middleton a goal-to-go situation here. First and 11, again from the pistol. Pasaglia give to Whitelow. Whitelow taps the brakes in the backfield. He's swarmed under as he crosses the 10-yard line. They might give him the 9 on a gain of a couple.
The Chippewa Falls Cardinals have been doing a good job of rotating defensive linemen in. Carson Parker, Lincoln Herman are in, who are two of our starting offensive linemen, but they decided to go with a little heavier package just to try to slow down that straightaway running that Middleton's been having. I think they are taking advantage of some fatigue.
So that was number 12 out there that got hit. I don't know how big he is for the Cardinals, but he got hit by the 390-pound defensive lineman.
Pasaglia rolling out to his left. Got a man wide open in the flat. Big collision. The
ball's out, ball's out, ball's out.
Who's going to get
it? Chippewa Falls, baby.
Chi-High has it near the 15-yard line. The Chi-High
yes.
defense, exhausted, rises to the occasion once again.
That's exactly what we needed.
Thanks.
We can win this game. We are ahead 2-0 on the turnover margin, 3-0 if you count the fourth down miss. But we have to do something with this ball.
Braden Hagman, Mike, you were closest to that play. Oh, my goodness, what a hit.
That was a great hit. Popped the ball out. Hagman was on it.
I don't know if you guys have ever seen that in the NFL, where one of the guys that's trying to recover the ball is out of bounds, and the guy that is recovering it is in bounds. That was really close to that play, but I think Hagman had it before any of that kind of stuff happened.
Well, either way, they don't have the review here in high school, so we'll take it at the 14-yard line.
Well, if they want a review, they can come to me, and I'll tell them what happened. We're good.
We'll just say the Cardinals got the ball, because that will be the truth.
All right, now let's see. Cardinals are going to have to get some first downs. They get three or four first downs, this game's over. They cannot give this ball right back to Middleton.
Jabo in the backfield.
Receiver right. Jackson Boland.
Looked like they got him to jump.
High.
Or did we jump?
Pre-snap penalty, potentially. Let's see here.
Mike, what'd you see?
Defense. Offside.
Yeah.
Excellent. We could use that.
So first and 10 becomes first and 5.
What we're doing now is we're trying to go with more of a spread package, try to create more angles for our linemen to block and try to run right at him. You'll see Jabo in the backfield with Owen King as a fullback, more of a blocking back in this situation.
See what offensive coordinator Nolan Hutzler has up his sleeves here.
Well, their defense definitely isn't tired. They've been on the field for a total of 6 plays this half, I believe.
Potter sends a man in motion left to right. Give up the middle. That's Boland, and Boland is stormed back very quickly as he hits the line of scrimmage. Burks on the stop.
Got to get 5 yards on 3 plays here.
Second down coming up. Clock just over 7 minutes to play in the game. Chi High leading 14-13.
Maybe come back to that crisscross they came back to earlier. They're in the double wing right now.
Cardinals' biggest 2 plays of the season so far right here to get 5 yards. And
second
then keep
and 5.
It going.
Potter sends a man in motion from the double wing. Give off the right side, running hard, pushing forward within a yard of the first down is Dakin. And third and short coming up. Clock continuing down.
Now you got a lot of options. You just got to get it done. Third and 1. You know they got 2 All-State guys up front. That's probably not one of the options that we want to use, is heading towards the left side of our line, right side of the Middleton defense. But we have a lot of options on 3rd and 1.
Ball on their own 23 for Chi High. Double wing, double tight formation. Potter, the senior signal caller, under center. Potter wheels and gives to Boland. Boland off the right side, and Boland across the 40-yard line, 30-yard line. The ball came loose, and it's Middleton football.
Just as soon as we get a huge play to get that first down, the ball goes back to the defense after 3 plays anyway.
And Jackson Boland had the first down. Mike, I don't know if that was just a case of fighting for that extra couple yards at the end, but Middleton taking a turnover right back.
Yeah, Jabo fighting for extra yards, knowing he's got to get a few tough yards for the sticks. Defender from Middleton put his big paw right on it, forced a fumble. We're going to see how strong our defense is right now. They're all right. We'll make some plays.
You know, that's exactly what we want, to have it in the hands of Boland or Augustana recruits, and to get those tough yards. Just unfortunate time for it to happen.
Joey Pasaglia from the pistol gives right up the middle. That's Jackson. Flags fly. At the end of this play, is that a hold or is that in the area of a face mask? We'll see. Ball right now is spotted at the 28 of Chi High. Again, in this one-point game. We'll wait for the indication here. 4 versus 5 matchup. It is a 5-yard face mask against Chippewa Falls.
I believe he said personal foul face mask.
Okay, so that's a team.
So that's going to go half the distance. Actually put the ball at the 14, so the ball must have been at the 28.
6 minutes, 3 seconds remaining in the game. Chi High leads 14-13. Middleton a first and 10 from the 14 of Chippewa Falls. Trips to the left. Single receiver, that's Teff, wide to the right. From the pistol, Joey Pasaglia. Pasaglia give off the right sideline, running hard inside the 10-yard line is Jackson, and he seems to be getting stronger as the game goes along. Petska on the stop. And Middleton in no real rush here at all. They'll still go to the line with a little tempo. And a flag flies at Chi High. Couldn't get their last defender off. Loss of a couple yards behind the line of scrimmage, but this is a penalty against Chippewa Falls for too many men on the field.
17 rushes so far this half for Middleton. That's got to be a season high for them in a half, maybe even in a game.
And they'll bring in Burks once again in that jumbo package. Jackson in the backfield as well. And that's quite the combo there.
Hard to imagine what Middleton can do wrong here to save the Cardinals one more time. But either way, the Cardinals are going to have the ball and a chance to hopefully tie with that one-point lead no matter what happens.
First and goal from the three-yard line for the Middleton Cardinals.
We've got time!
Pisaglia giving instructions to Burks. From the pistol, Pisaglia give to Jackson. He's hit the backfield and ripped down. Jake Wish says no, sir.
Jake was just knifed behind all of their meat, just like they did the first time. That's a big play.
He's making a big play. He's limping, and he's holding his right shoulder. So he's hurt, but he's a senior, and he knows his team needs him.
18 rushes there for Middleton as the Cardinals this half. 12 total plays this half.
The way it's looking, Chi High may get the ball back one more time. 4:45 and counting. Second goal now from the six. Teff split out to the left with single coverage. Pisaglia back to pass, looking for Teff. Throws it left side, and he's got him in the end zone. Touchdown. 32nd touchdown pass of the season for Joey Pisaglia. 15th touchdown reception for Troy Teff. And it's 19-14 Middleton, presuming they'll go for two here.
So Cardinals can't make it any more clear what needs to be done here now with 4 minutes left. But offense is going to have to move the ball the entire distance.
And good to have you with us here at WOGO, Hallie, Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls. Middleton going for two with 4:34 left in the game. Their first lead of the game.
So their first score of this half, even though they've held the ball for probably 75% of the half, if not more. Cardinals with four three and outs this half.
Pisaglia again in that heavy formation. Will walk it up to the line, taking himself straight ahead. Chi High stones him right at the line of scrimmage. Two-point conversion, no good.
It's a big play.
19-14, a touchdown could win it for Chi High. We're back in 60 seconds on WOGO Sports and Cardinal TV.
Nicolet Bank loves the neighborhoods we serve. We believe our hometown communities are the backbone of what makes our area special. Real people, real conversations. It's more than just a tagline. And you'll see that every time you stop into a branch of Nicolet Bank in your neighborhood. By banking with Nicolet Bank, you're investing in your neighbors and your community. Choose a banking partner who is committed to the concept of shared success. NicoletBank.com. Real people, real conversations. Member FDIC.
Legacies aren't built in a day, and when it comes to concrete, Stelter Incorporated has been building their legacy for three generations. At Stelter, their commitment to the highest quality concrete means they mine and process the aggregates themselves and test it every day. And when you need materials delivered or hauled away, Stelter has a fleet of dump trucks and drivers at your service, turning your dreams into reality. Stelter Inc. Online at StelterIncorporated.com.
Five-point ball game here in Middleton. Chi High trails 19-14. The Middleton Cardinals have scored 19 unanswered points. 4:34 to play in the game. The run-up and the kick. Line drive kick. Fielded a yard deep in the end zone, and that will be a touchback for Hebert and the Chi High offense.
So a testament to the defense, the Cardinals can actually win this game with one 80-yard drive, which is absolutely amazing considering the fact that this entire half they have negative 2 yards of offense.
4 minutes, 34 seconds. Three timeouts for head coach Chuck Rakovich. Cards trail now by five.
An eternity of time. I mean, you have no reason to do anything but what you're used to doing here. Run the ball.
Receivers to the right, now man in motion, right to left. Get right up the middle. That's Bolin. Bolin spins off one tackle. We'll push a couple defenders past him. Up to the 25-yard gain of 5 on first down.
Solid play. Again, the last thing we want to do would be to give Middleton the ball back with any time, even if we did score. So patience for the Cardinals. Good 6-yard run there for Bolin.
Now Hediger splits out to the right. Twin receivers to the left from the shotgun. Give off the right side and nowhere to go. Knifing quickly into the backfield to make this stop.
That time Bolin has dropped his 7th rush of the half. That one going to go for -1.
So 3rd and 5 coming up. Again, Chi High with 3 timeouts left. You would presume will not go for it on 4th down here, but the way the Middleton offense is rolling.
Not unless they got within probably 1 or 2 yards.
From the shotgun, Noah Potter with 4 wide. Potter back to pass. Potter holding, waiting, looking, flushed out to his left. Potter caught and sacked.
Yeah, that one you're going to punt as it's going to be 4th down and about 15. You do have 3 timeouts, but I think they might even be going for it, thinking that they just can't stop them. But there's a decision being made here.
Timeout.
Timeout taken. We're back in 60 seconds on WOGO Sports.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toyce & Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toyce & Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toyce & Ford.
To help simplify life, people are looking to their homes for more comfort and enjoyment. New home builders as well as remodelers are completing their bathroom projects in style with luxury shower doors from White City Glass. 3/8 or half-inch shower doors from White City Glass offer a quality that is evident, making shower time more relaxing any day of the week. Are you ready for luxury, style, and relaxation? Make the right choice for your shower doors. See White City Glass today.
Chi High, 4th and 15 from their own 15-yard line, has elected to punt it away here, presumably. And you have a dangerous athlete back there in Colin Clary. Armstrong, the returner, will stand just past midfield. Clary will kick this one away, angles it. Caught at the 48-yard line. Armstrong to the 45, to the 40, inside the 40, down to the 38. 2:55 to go. Chi High with just 2 timeouts left. And the Middleton Cardinals a 19-14 lead, trying to move on to face the winner of Wanakee and Wausau West. Chi High offense started out hot, 14-0, early going second quarter. Middleton's offense has slowly but surely responded. Their defense has put the clamps on.
Chi High
that first quarter
still -2 yards, only got a first down there because of a 5-yard penalty, and then went backwards 5.
Missaglia will give to his man Jackson in the backfield, hit very quickly. Chi High will call a timeout. We will step out, be back in 60 seconds on WOGO Sports, late going fourth quarter.
Hi, I'm Dr. Steve Christo of Christo Orthodontics. Every child is unique, and so is the growth and development of their teeth and jaw. So there's no set time frame for kids to start orthodontic care. That's why annual orthodontic visits with an orthodontist are so important for children ages 7 to 11. Schedule your child's free annual orthodontic exam at Christo Orthodontics for an honest, expert evaluation of your child's orthodontic needs. No dental referral is needed, so call or visit ChristoOrthodontics.com today to get started.
Get $250 when you switch to a Royal Credit Union checking account. Switch to Royal's Smart Checking Account and enjoy no monthly fees or minimum balance, free mobile check deposits, and surcharge-free access to over 40,000 ATMs nationwide. Getting your $250 is easy. Open your Royal checking account, receive 2 payroll direct deposits, and you'll receive $250. See details and open your account today at rcu.org/checking bonus. Insured by NCUA.
2 minutes, 44 seconds left. Chi High trailing by five down to their last timeout. Second and 10, Middleton from the Cardinals' 38-yard line. Pisaglia keeps it himself. He's hit in the backfield. Colin Cleary can't get him down. Pisaglia is still loose. Now turning the corner, Pisaglia headed toward the sideline.
But he got out of bounds.
He's knocked out of bounds.
He got out of bounds, so that could be huge for the Cardinals there. He did gain 5 yards on the play.
Chi High doesn't have to use a timeout. Jake, which is still limping around in the backfield, and somehow Pisaglia was able to escape multiple times. Did burn a lot of clock just on the Houdini act there.
I know Colin Cleary was going for the ball there. That's why he didn't necessarily wrap up the quarterback. But he'd like a negative play in that situation.
20 total rushes this half, and I have a feeling we're going to see 21.
Third and seven, Middleton from the 35-yard line. Pisaglia back to pass, throws right side. He's got his man Teff, and Teff escapes one tackle
That's
and dives
close
to a first down.
They're going to give him the spot.
That could be pretty much the game if they give a favorable spot here to Teff.
Even if it does not matter. Our defense is so tired. The odds that they're going to bring their heavy package in, the odds of us stopping this would be absolutely amazing. But we've knifed in and twice and done it, so.
Here's the game right here. It is fourth down, fourth and less than a yard. Burks, again, the 344-pounder, the nose tackle, is in the backfield. 2:13 to go to decide the game. Teff will split out wide to the left. Pisaglia right now from the shotgun. He will rush up to the line. Pisaglia straight ahead. He will
He's pushing
forward.
The player. He's pushing the runner. There's no question about that. If that's illegal, Mike Thompson, he is pushing the quarterback.
Yep, the entire coaching staff for Chippewa Falls is saying that same exact thing.
Sure,
he did
like
that. It is
down.
Not legal. That is not a legal play.
And it is a first down. The officials don't even.
That's just, you know, it's not like Chi High is not used to this. We've played at away games before. You're not going to get the calls. Clearly, Coach Rakovich has a reason to be out on the field and upset right now. And that's ball game.
And at 44 left, and Middleton 19-14, Chi High can stop the clock one more time.
You know, I'd like to see that replay because, again, before that push, he was really close. I mean, he had gained a little bit, but I think he had a full yard to go. Clock. Absent that push, I don't think he gets it.
Clock stops. We'll be back in 1 minute.
Building a custom home can be daunting, but it doesn't have to be. At Ashley Construction, we make the process seamless and enjoyable. With 3D drafting, thoughtful design, accurate estimates, and expert guidance from start to finish, we take the stress out of building your dream home. Our innovative processes and the latest technology ensure a fun and rewarding experience. Our talented team of experts is dedicated to creating your high-quality custom home. Enjoy the full design build experience right here in the Chippewa Valley. Contact Ashley Construction today to get started.
At Chippewa Valley Financial Services, they know that taxes and bookkeeping are a necessary part of life and business, but often the last thing you'd like to be working on. With offices in Chippewa Falls and Eau Claire and a full staff of accountants, bookkeepers, and tax preparers, Chippewa Valley Financial Services stands ready to help businesses and individuals, taking away the burden and freeing up your time for what matters most. For taxes, accounting, and bookkeeping, there's only one name you need to know: Chippewa Valley Financial Services.
Give off the right side to Whitelow. And he's knocked down by Smith at the 26-yard line. Timeout by Chippewa Falls. We'll be back in 60 seconds on WOGO.
Looking for a little more comfort in your life? Call the experts at Kurth Heating and Cooling, your local employee-owned factory-authorized carrier dealer. Kurth technicians are the authorities at getting peak performance from your heating and cooling system. You could even find yourself saving money on your energy bill. They work on most brands of equipment, so call Kurth first. They have ways of making you very comfortable. Turn to the experts, Kurth Heating and Cooling.
At Freeze Financial Group, we work with clients to understand their life goals by helping build a definable and measurable path towards financial freedom. Our mission is to help make lives better, clients, team, and community, by optimizing true wealth. We are proud to support the Chi High football team in their run to the playoffs this season. Go Cards! Raymond James Financial Services, Inc. Member FINRA SIPC. Freeze Financial Group is not a broker-dealer and is independent of RJFS.
Officials bringing the game back pretty quickly. We apologize. Whitelow, the carry off the right side, keeps the clock moving. Third down for Middleton, minute 10. And counting to go here.
Pretty much this entire time, the coaching staff is trying to get an explanation from the officiating crew. They are not saying a word to the Chippewa Falls of coaches. Watch the replay, and they did push the quarterback forward, which is illegal.
Yeah, they just missed it. I mean, it's hard for us to watch that as a Chi High Cardinal fan, but it's obvious that they just missed it.
Second, we have a give off the right side. Another tackle in the backfield. Dakin and Petska pull Whitelow down.
Meanwhile, you know, we've got nothing to blame as far as our defense out there. We've got nothing to blame other than the fact that we did not move the ball that second half. And we move the ball. This is not an 8-point game or a 5-point game. We're way ahead of them. So we're going to force them to punt it, but it's not going to matter much.
If I'm them, I'm just going to take the delay of game penalty to bleed every second off of this.
Yeah, the quarterback's been scrambling for 10 seconds on every play. I don't think he's going to have a hard time doing it here. Just let him scramble. He'll just scramble for 4 seconds. They're not going to punt this.
Timeout by Middleton. We're back in 30 seconds on WOGO.
It may work for horseshoes and hand grenades, but sometimes close enough isn't good enough, especially when you need a boundary surveyed on your property. So call Heath Loken & Associates, LLC, professional land surveying. State licensed and fully insured, they can handle residential, commercial, and government land surveying with the very latest surveying equipment and mapping software. Call owner Jason Heath at 715-720-4000. Get it done right. Heath Loken & Associates, LLC, professional land surveying.
4 seconds remaining in the fourth quarter. Chi High trails Middleton 19-14. Middleton has the ball on the 34-yard line.
In all likelihood, that is going to be your score as they're going to give it to the quarterback. He's going to run backwards for about 4 seconds. And he's not going to give Chi High a chance to even have one offensive play here.
So Pasaglia from the pistol. And that heavy package with Burks. Pasaglia, the give off the right side. That's Whitelow. Whitelow holding the ball with two hands tightly. We take it down to zero. And the Middleton Cardinals defend their home turf. 19 unanswered points. Your final score, Middleton 19, Chi High 14. And the 2024 campaign comes to an end for your Chippewa Falls Cardinals. Don't go away. We have a lot coming up in our post-class post-game show brought to you by Post Glass and Beer in Chippewa Falls. We'll talk one final time this season with Chi High head coach Chuck Rakovich. We'll hear your first and second half highlights, your Holly Bovey names you know stats recap as well. That's all ahead in 3.5 minutes on WOGO Sports. The Cardinals fall on the road.
You've been waiting for the right time, the right season, the right price. Now is that time with select 2024 Polaris models that are built to go and priced to move. Stop into AirTech Sports during Polaris Deal Days for up to $3,000 off select Ranger, Razor, General, and Expedition models. Polaris Deal Days, going on now. Terms and conditions apply. See dealer for details. All riders should take a safety training course. AirTech Sports. Adventure begins here. Start now at airtechsports.com.
Every parent knows their child is special, but at Smiles in Motion Pediatric Dentistry, that's exactly how my child and I feel.
At Smiles in Motion, their focus is on providing truly special dental care and experiences so children develop healthy dental habits for a lifetime. Their board-certified pediatric dentists are specialists in the smiles of infants, children, and teens, including those with special needs. They're experts in pediatrics and in having fun. Meet the team and take a tour of our amazing child-friendly office at sim4kids.com.
Whether it's in education, business, or athletics, being part of a team is something truly special. This is Jamie Liebrandt, Market President at Northwestern Bank, and every day our team is here for you, for your family, your business, and your community. At Northwestern Bank, you'll find all the technology and services of big banks, but in a personal setting that shows that people are what we value most. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter. Member FDIC.
At Post Glass and Mirror, quality comes first. Maybe you need a beautiful storefront window or a show-stopping custom shower door. Post Glass and Mirror can custom cut glass and mirrors and offers quick replacement of fogged or broken windows. And if your windshield takes a hit, they offer free mobile service and can recalibrate the advanced driver safety system after windshield replacement for all makes and models. Post Glass and Mirror is also hiring auto glass technicians, window installers, and in-shop repair technicians. For commercial, home, and auto glass, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls.
At Peterson Volker Funeral Chapel and Cremation Service, we know that the passing of someone you love is one of the hardest times you'll face.
And that's why, at Peterson Volker, it's our honor and privilege to create a personalized service that honors your loved one while supporting those left behind.
I'm Dana Lucier.
And I'm Luke Lucier.
And at Peterson Volker Funeral Chapel and Cremation Service, we are always here for you and our Chippewa Falls community.
PetersonVolker.com.
The medicine shop knows that getting sick is about as fun as biting into a fresh, crisp apple and finding half a worm. Sitting around a bonfire, but the smoke keeps following you around.
Oh, come on!
Or going to a football game. 30-20, and your team loses 42-0. Getting sick is no fun, but at least you have the Medicine Shop personal service, minimal wait times, and free local delivery. The Medicine Shop in Chippewa Falls and Menominee.
On the court, the field, and the ice, leaders stand out. They innovate, inspire, and win at the highest level. And at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, they are the unquestioned leaders in orthopedic, brain, and spine care. Whether it's surgery to get your athlete back in the game or managing chronic pain so you can enjoy life again, call Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls. With a new and improved clinic and surgery center now open in Rice Lake. Book your appointment at cvosm.com.
We welcome you into the Post Glass Post Game Show, brought to you by Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Quality service at affordable prices for commercial, home, and auto glass. Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. We'll go down on the field shortly with Mike Thompson and head coach Chuck Rakovich as the Cards fall 19-14 here on the road at Middleton.
Hey, Coach, obviously a tough second half for you, but I know this is the time to think about our seniors and the way they played and the way they've handled themselves over their careers, and our hearts are heavy for them.
You hit that right on the head there, Mike. Great bunch of kids, and, you know, it's going to hurt especially bad to lose like this. I always say that a game comes down to three or four plays, and I think we can pick them out again here, and, you know, basically, we can say, our season. That's how our season was. You know, you can pick out three or four plays in the games we've lost, and, you know, you take those away, and things would be different. But Middleton's a good football team.
Well, we know that you guys coach your tails off, and the kids play their tails off, and it obviously came to an end this evening in level one of the playoffs. And it just wasn't our second half. So thanks for all you do, and thanks for your leadership for these young men. And I know you want to go be with your seniors.
Thanks, appreciate it.
Up to you guys.
Thank you, Mike Thompson. And thank you, head coach Chuck Rakovich, always so gracious with his time all throughout this season. A season ending sooner than we would have hoped. We'll, of course, salute those seniors as the post-class post-game show continues. We'll take a look next at the Holly Bovee Names You Know stats recap, as well as Chi-High Falls 19-14. A lot coming up in the post-class post-game show again, as we want to really properly tie a bow on another memorable Chi-High football season with those 38 seniors. We'll want to recognize them as well. We'll step out and be back in 3 minutes here on WOGO Sports. Chi-High falls in level one to Middleton, 19-14. Middleton will move on to face Wanakee next Friday night. We're back in three on WOGO.
Building a custom home can be daunting, but it doesn't have to be. At Ashley Construction, we make the process seamless and enjoyable. With 3D drafting, thoughtful design, accurate estimates, and expert guidance from start to finish, we take the stress out of building your dream home. Our innovative processes and the latest technology ensure a fun and rewarding experience. Our talented team of experts is dedicated to creating your high-quality custom home. Enjoy the full design build experience right here in the Chippewa Valley. Contact Ashley Construction today to get started.
At Chippewa Valley Financial Services, they know that taxes and bookkeeping are a necessary part of life and business, but often the last thing you'd like to be working on. With offices in Chippewa Falls and Eau Claire and a full staff of accountants, bookkeepers, and tax preparers, Chippewa Valley Financial Services stands ready to help businesses and individuals, taking away the burden and freeing up your time for what matters most. For taxes, accounting, and bookkeeping, there's only one name you need to know: Chippewa Valley Financial Services.
Looking for a little more comfort in your life? Call the experts at Kurth Heating and Cooling, your local, employee-owned, factory-authorized carrier dealer. Kurth technicians are the authorities at getting peak performance from your heating and cooling system. You could even find yourself saving money on your energy bill. They work on most brands of equipment, so call Kurth first. They have ways of making you very comfortable. Turn to the experts, Kurth Heating and Cooling.
At Freeze Financial Group, we work with clients to understand their life goals by helping build a definable and measurable path towards financial freedom. Our mission is to help make lives better, clients, team, and community, by optimizing true wealth. We are proud to support the Chi-Hi football team in their run to the playoffs this season. Go Cards! Raymond James Financial Services, Inc. Member FINRA, SIPC. Freeze Financial Group is not a broker-dealer and is independent of RJFS.
It may work for horseshoes and hand grenades, but sometimes close enough isn't good enough, especially when you need a boundary surveyed on your property. So call Heath Loken & Associates, LLC, Professional Land Surveying. State licensed and fully insured, they can handle residential, commercial, and government land surveying with the very latest surveying equipment and mapping software. Call owner Jason Heath at 715-720-4000. Get it done right. Heath Loken & Associates, LLC, Professional Land Surveying.
You've been waiting for the right time, the right season, the right price. Now is that time with select 2024 Polaris models that are built to go and priced to move. Stop into AirTech Sports during Polaris Deal Days for up to $3,000 off select Ranger, Razor, General, and Expedition models. Polaris Deal Days, going on now. Terms and conditions apply. See dealer for details. All riders should take a safety training course. AirTech Sports. Adventure begins here. Start now at airtechsports.com.
Welcome back to the Post Glass Post Game Show, brought to you by Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls for commercial or residential glass and recalibration of the Advanced Driver Safety System after windshield replacement for any make and model. Call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls, postglassandmirror.com. Again, we'll salute the Chi-Hi seniors. We'll take a look at the Holly Bovee names, you know, stats recap, the Russ Proofers defensive player of the game as well. But again, just thinking a little bit about this game, about this season, Dave Check, is we'll see on the far side of the field here that Chi-Hi huddle again, those seniors and the passing of the torch from them to next year's junior and senior classes. It's been a memorable 2024 campaign, and as Coach Rakovich said, there's so many plays in your wins or your losses. You can always point to a handful of plays, and certainly here tonight, there's some they'd like to have back. A talented Middleton football team that gave up 14 points, but certainly didn't give up, and a lot of credit to them, a tip of the cap to the other Cardinals here tonight.
Yeah, this is always the toughest week for a coach. You know, you're going to be saying goodbye to your seniors. They're packing up their stuff, putting it away for the last time. And it's tough. I mean, you build up a relationship with these kids that you know sometimes. I mean, with Coach Berger, who handles the youth football, he knows some of these kids for 10 years, you know. So that's the tough part. And then after that, for a coach, I mean, it's a 12-month job. You know, they're starting to look forward to who are we going to have to replace someone, you know, with the caliber of some of the guys that we are going to lose. It always looks tough when you see what they can do out on the field. But then you start building towards that next year. So right now, though, it's tough. I mean, this is the emotional part. The players are out there. The parents are out there. And drove down there with them to watch their kids this last time. And that's all you can say about that. There's a lot to say about the game. I mean, the game was a hard-fought game. This was a wonderful game to watch from a fan perspective. And the Cardinals, you know, even had one last drive to win it. Just, you know, 80 yards. And you beat a pretty darn good Middleton team, and you beat them pretty good because of what you did really in the first half and what you did on defense. And, you know, all season long, you look at what this team was built around, and the team was built around kind of the flashy run plays, the big plays, and we had that here tonight. We got it done. We were built around our defense, and we had that here tonight. But, you know, the fact is, just like all year long, when we get in games where we get ahead and we don't put our defense in that pressure, we can beat a team like Middleton. But it's just so impossible to ask a defense to be out there. It was just too much for them.
And, again, certainly the guys out there who are just battling and battling to be out there. I mean, we saw kind of that war of attrition. We saw Jaquish out there, again, limping and just refusing to come out of the game. We've seen for the last several weeks Jackson LeMay wanting so badly to be out there with his brothers to go to war, so to speak, with them too, and trying to play, and the number of times, even last week against Menominee, the number of times where you'd see him in for a play or two and then having to leave because that ankle just got tweaked again and again and again. I mean, it would just I don't think there's anybody at this point of the season who's not battling some sort of a nagging injury too, and so, you know, again, you can look at this and say, if we'd had all of our horses, maybe things turn out differently. But I'm sure on the same side with Middleton as well too, they battle injuries just like any team does at this point, and so you play with who you have out there. And Chi High again just had so many guys stepping up in LeMay's absence. It would have been really nice to have Jackson and Jackson out there in the backfield, but again, a great effort from every single player out there for Chi High, and we saw growth again from way back in August to now here in late October. Chi High, this team certainly is a lot better than they began this season, and just a shame that we can't watch them for one more week.
Yeah, I don't think anybody can watch the last couple games the Cardinals have had and have any question about the heart that these kids play with, the intensity, and how much they want it. You know, they came up against a very tough defensive line in Middleton, and to ask them, you know, to get consistent first downs on offense is going to be tough. No question about that. You know, and defensively, it's just – not only are you out there on the field, you know, winded, but this is just a special kind of offense that you're going against. They're running, they're passing games where they're running games, where you have our defensive linemen that are running 20, 30 yards out to try to help with a tackle out there. And even their running games put, you know, a lot of times put the pressure. But the way the quarterback was moving around, you know, the defensive backfield was doing a great job covering it. We just weren't getting the pressure on the quarterback that we're used to getting.
And I think that was something maybe underrated when you look at Joey Pisseglia, and again, just a junior, one of the top passers in the state in touchdowns and yardage, but his ability to avoid negative plays was something that I know, certainly in some of the tape that I was able to watch, just didn't realize quite how athletic that young man is. I mean, they've got a great one here at Middleton, and they've got him for another season, and certainly wish them all the best next week as well, too. But I think, again, when you look at the way this Chi High defense battled, if you could just generate a few more negative plays, maybe, again, it can change the story, but Pisseglia just with some great individual efforts sometimes to make something out of nothing or at least avoid those tackles for loss, those sacks.
Yeah, you know, you take a look at a guy in the NFL that's known as just being a bashing runner, and you say that guy's just wearing out the defense. Here, wore him out with the quarterback, running around back there the entire time. There's just not much you can do, you know, if a quarterback has the ability to extend the play like that. We're getting into the outside, but there's just not that second guy there that's able to do more than make them turn one direction. So, you know, that's kind of it. But still, you know, this game is winnable if we're able to consistently get some more first downs.
And again, they didn't come very easily throughout the game. Again, some big plays, but first downs, especially in the second half, were just at a premium, really on both sides. Well, we're going to take another break here. This is the Post Glass Post Game Show brought to you by Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. They're now hiring for auto glass technicians, window installers, and in-shop repair technicians. Join the team today. Click on careers at postglassandmirror.com. We'll have the Holly Bovey Names You Know stats recap coming up. Still have those first and second half highlights, and we'll salute the seniors as well. That's coming up in 3 minutes here on WOGO. This is Chi High Football. The Cardinals fall at Middleton 19-14. Stay with us as we cap off the season on WOGO Sports.
Every parent knows their child is special, but at Smiles in Motion Pediatric Dentistry, that's exactly how my child and I feel.
At Smiles in Motion, their focus is on providing truly special dental care and experiences so children develop healthy dental habits for a lifetime. Their board-certified pediatric dentists are specialists in the smiles of infants, children, and teens, including those with special needs. They're experts in pediatrics and in having fun. Meet the team and take a tour of our amazing child-friendly office at sim4kids.com.
Whether it's in education, business, or athletics, being part of a team is something truly special. This is Jamie Liebrandt, Market President at Northwestern Bank, and every day our team is here for you, for your family, your business, and your community. At Northwestern Bank, you'll find all the technology and services of big banks, but in a personal setting that shows that people are what we value most. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter. Member FDIC.
At Post Glass and Mirror, quality comes first. Maybe you need a beautiful storefront window or a show-stopping custom shower door. Post Glass and Mirror can custom cut glass and mirrors and offers quick replacement of fogged or broken windows. And if your windshield takes a hit, they offer free mobile service and can recalibrate the advanced driver safety system after windshield replacement for all makes and models. Post Glass and Mirror is also hiring auto glass technicians, window installers, and in-shop repair technicians. For commercial, home, and auto glass, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls.
At Peterson Volker Funeral Chapel and Cremation Service, we know that the passing of someone you love is one of the hardest times you'll face.
And that's why, at Peterson Volker, it's our honor and privilege to create a personalized service that honors your loved one while supporting those left behind.
I'm Dana Lucier.
And I'm Luke Lucier.
And at Peterson Volker Funeral Chapel and Cremation Service, we are always here for you and our Chippewa Falls community.
PetersonVolker.com.
The medicine shop knows that getting sick is about as fun as biting into a fresh, crisp apple and finding half a worm. Sitting around a bonfire, but the smoke keeps following you around.
Oh, come on!
Or going to a football game. And your team loses 42-0. Getting sick is no fun, but at least you have the medicine shop, personal service, minimal wait times, and free local delivery. The medicine shop in Chippewa Falls and Menominee.
On the court, the field, and the ice, leaders stand out. They innovate, inspire, and win at the highest level. And at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, they are the unquestioned leaders in orthopedic, brain, and spine care. Whether it's surgery to get your athlete back in the game or managing chronic pain so you can enjoy life again, call Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls. With a new and improved clinic and surgery center now open in Rice Lake. Book your appointment at cvosm.com.
Welcome back to the Post Glass Post Game Show, brought to you by Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. It's time for the Names You Know Stats Recap, brought to you by Holly Bovey and Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors. Names You Know right here in Chippewa Falls. Holly's been helping people move in the Chippewa Valley since 2000. You can call her at 715-577-HOME. Visit hollybovey.com or find Holly on Facebook. Few scores to catch you up on. Rice Lake defeats DeForest 56-22. DC Everest topples Hudson 50-21. That upset on the road. Wanakee will face Middleton next week as Wanakee defeats Wausau West 28-14. Regis escaping Fall Creek, blocking a late field goal attempt to win that one 29-28. What's the story of the stats? I mean, I think we've been kind of talking about this for a while now, too. The big thing that pops out is Chi High's inability in the second half to be able to move the ball. The Middleton defense really put the clamps on.
Well, you know, I said at halftime that I made a mistake saying that it was about ball control and controlling the line of scrimmage, because the busted and the big plays were what controlled the entire game. But it certainly did work out that way in the second half. Cardinals had the ball a total of 16 total plays in the second half. You look at the time off the clock, four of them were incomplete passes, and the rest were rushes. I think we got one first down essentially by having a turnover, or by having a five-yard penalty, but then we wound up getting a negative 11-yard play that made up for that. So the total yardage that we had the ball for essentially was one first down. We wind up with a total of minus 2 yards the entire half. Meanwhile, the ball control was definitely then taken over by Middleton, given the opportunity by having the defense out on the field so long and getting tired. In the second half alone, they had 24 rushes for 124 yards, and the quarterback was 11 for 16 for 60 yards and a touchdown. 5.1 clip in the second half rushing for Middleton, really turning it around there. I would venture a guess, if you look at their overall totals, were 24 for 36 for 217 yards was the quarterback, three touchdowns, one interception. That's probably a little bit low for him. But on the other hand, if you look at the rushing game for them, 35 rushes is probably the most that they've had all season for 169 yards at a 4.8 clip. So they had a total of 386 yards of offense. Meanwhile, Chai High was 4 for 10 passing for 86 yards and a touchdown. We had rushing individual totals. It was really Bolin that had the majority of the carries. 17 carries for 123 yards. Dakin had 20 yards. Chai High total, 31 carries for 140 yards for a 4.51 clip for them overall on the game. So the rushing was, you know, very similar between the two teams. Total yardage for the Cardinals was 226, 386 for Middleton. The key was they had a lot more yards than us, but we turned the ball over, or they turned the ball over for us a lot more, so we got a lot more chances there. But, you know, just could not make anything with those chances.
That's the Holly Bovey Names You Know Stats Recap, brought to you by Holly Bovey and Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors. Names You Know right here in Chippewa Falls. Holly's been helping people move in the Chippewa Valley since 2000. You can call her at 715-577-HOME, visit hollybovey.com, or find Holly on Facebook. Before we play back those highlights from the first and second half and salute the seniors and bid you adieu here from Middleton, it's time one more time for the Rust Proofers Defensive Player of the Game, brought to you by Rust Proofers, defending your vehicle against rust. Your Rust Proofers service is even reported to Carfax, which increases your vehicle's resale value. Prevent rust, stop existing rust in its tracks. Learn more at rustproofers.com. What's your choice here for the Rust Proofers Defensive Player of the Game? I mean, I think you put Jaquish out there, Dakin out there, but I mean, it seemed like Colton Petzka once again was making plays all over the place. I mean, so many guys could be in the running for this award every week.
Yeah, you know, the things that hurt us is what it's going to come down to for me, because, I think we did do a great job rushing, and again, that's where you're going to get Colton Petzka in there, because as far as the passing game is concerned, we just didn't get any pressure on him. So, you know, the defensive linemen are going to have to take the fault for that, because the defensive backfield was doing a great job back there, and those are often the unsung plays, you know, where they're holding on to their guy for 10, 15 seconds back there and still not making a play. So, you know, if we got a defensive back that winds up making an interception after holding them pretty good all game long, I think you got to give it to him. So you indicated Dakin had an interception. I think we had another one. What was the second?
I think it was Jalen Smith, I believe, who had the pick. Now I'll have to go back and see. We'll listen to the highlights, I guess, and find out.
Well, that's tough, because we're going to have to give it. I'd give it to whoever had that second pick, and just really the defensive backfield as a whole.
So that's your Rust Proofers Defensive Player of the Game. Let's hear those first and second half highlights on WOGO. Bo.com, Chai High will start first and 10 from their own 22-yard line. Double wing, double tight formation. Back to pass, Noah Potter actually giving it off the right side. And look out, there goes Jackson Bolin.
Gone.
To the 50, the 40, the 30, the 25, the 20, the 10, the 5, the end zone, touchdown. 78 yards to the house on the first play of the game. And that's how you make a statement in the playoffs.
Caleb, I just love stepping out of the way and letting you get the highlights there. That is just exciting. First play of the game, I was going to say run to the right away from their two big fellas. It's exactly what they did in our speed.
They just brought in number 99, 344-pound Quone Burks. So might run behind him.
Pasaglia, give to Whitelaw. Whitelaw smacked in the backfield. Oh, my goodness. Hit by a duo of Cardinal defenders and knocked down for a loss of two. Mike Thompson, your Wilgo Sports crew. Elena Halverson, our producer and board operator at the Wilgo home base in Halley. Potter back to pass for the first time. Goes deep over the middle. He's looking for Bolin, and Bolin an over-the-shoulder catch in midfield. He's spilled inside the 45 down to the 43. What a perfect pitch and catch. One of those pot shots from Noah Potter.
Season. Go Cards and go Max from Dr. Daniel Wynn and Dr. Annie McLaughlin at Wynn Family Dentistry in Chippewa Falls.
Chai High on third and long. Potter back to pass. Rainbows down the right side looking for Jackson Bolin. Two-handed catch. He high points it and High steps into the end zone. Touchdown Chippewa Falls from 37 yards out. It's 13-0 Cardinals. Get you back in the game. Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. Visit CVOSM.com. WOGO for Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. Five wide, three receivers left, twins to the right. Pasaglia back to pass. Pasaglia over the middle, got a man tipped in the air, and it's intercepted at the 20-yard line. Coming the other way, the 35, the 40, up to the 45-yard line. That is Brett Christo with the pick.
What a huge pick by the Cardinals, and again, this bend but don't break defense. Very
bring the game back to everyone back home. The run-up and the boot. Long end-over-end kick fielded at the 5-yard line straight ahead. 10, 15, 20. That's Hebert. Hebert to the 20, 25, 30. Hebert 35 to the 40-yard line before being ushered out of bounds into the Chi High sideline. And that'll be good starting field for the
and now a penalty for Middleton as they are now going to have a 2nd and 21.
From their own 40-yard line. Pasaglia from the pistol. Single receiver right, twins to the left. Give right up the middle, and there's a big crease across midfield, pounding into Chai.
Oh, yeah.
The ball's loose. It's frozen. Chai High has it. What would have been a Middleton first down. Turns into a turnover, and it's first and 10. Chai High at the 41.
Bend but don't break, baby. That's exactly what they're doing out there. Big, huge.
And in motion left to right from the pistol, Pasaglia the junior. Back to pass on 4th and 4. Pasaglia dancing, still waiting. Flushed out to his left now. Pasaglia has lots of room to run. Now he's still looking. Throws it left side. Incomplete! And Chai High turns over the Cardinals on defense. On.
I think they are taking advantage of some fatigue.
So that was number 12 out there that got hit. I don't know how big he is for the Cardinals, but he got hit by the 390-pound defensive lineman.
Pasaglia rolling out to his left. Got a man wide open in the flat. Big collision.
Balls up.
It's still loose. Who's going to get
Chippewa
it?
Falls, baby.
Chai High has it near the 15-yard line. The Chai High
yes.
defense, exhausted, rises to the occasion once again.
That's exactly what we needed.
Hey,
we can win this game. We are ahead.
Pasaglia giving instructions to Burks. From the pistol, Pasaglia give to Jackson. He's hit the backfield and ripped down. Jake Wish says no, sir.
Jake was just...
And that's how it sounded. We salute the seniors before we bid you adieu here on WOGO. Hallie Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls, your 2024 Chi High senior class. Jackson Boland, Jackson LeMay, Colin Nichols, Brett Krista, Sam Hebert, Guyton Patro, Noah Potter, Simon Fish, Braden Jaquish, Ian Denning, Jared Erickson, Zachary Buchanan, Mitchell Prosecki, Drake Dakin, Owen Dudley, Owen King, Cameron Shara, Aaron King, Jackson Martin, Chase Hansen, Braden Hagman, Carson Koenig, continuing as well with Beckett Thatcher, Devin Hunt, Lincoln Herman, Corey Suckerman, Colton Petska, Landon Zelms, Logan Siski, and Christo Kenya Castillo, your 2024 Chi High senior class. And I know we're heading toward our finale here, but Dave Check, as always, I know Alan couldn't be with us tonight, but thank you guys so much for your dedication and support, volunteering your time on our WOGO broadcast, your support as an advertiser as well. And again, a memorable campaign looking back as we see the seniors, the embraces, the hugs, the parents on the field. It always feels too short when you see the season come to a close. It always feels like, could we have just one more week, just one more Friday night beneath the lights with these wonderful young men, with this Chi High team, and it's always sad to see it come to a close, but a lot of great memories made once again.
First of all, Caleb, thank you for having me here. It's always fun to do this and have the opportunity. Love what WOGO does by bringing these games, to some of the fans that obviously it's a 3-hour drive, but even, you know, some of the home games that they can't make it to, really gets the opportunity to give some people a chance to listen that wouldn't have if WOGO doesn't do that. So thank you. You know, it is interesting. You look back, the season's over, and it seems like just yesterday we were talking about, you know, how's Chi High going to look this year? Yeah. We're playing against Stevens Point. We don't know much about them. And now we know a lot about these kids. And now you see those names that you just read off as the seniors, and I'm thinking, once again, how do we replace those guys? I mean, those are names that we have said all year long, making huge plays, and yet somehow,